Looky here, a new listener. Hey, this ain't your little sister's radio station.
98.6
ML. This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. If there is ever a nuclear emergency, special fire precautions should be taken, particularly if you plan to use a home shelter. Keep out the intense heat rays from a nuclear explosion by closing your doors, windows, and Venetian blinds. If you don't have Venetian blinds, coat windows with whitewash, household cleaning powder, even mud, or cover windows with aluminum foil. Unless authorities advise otherwise, fill buckets and bathtubs with water. Keep a garden hose connected. Fill containers with sand for firefighting. If it's an electrical fire, shut off the electricity first at the main switch, then put out the flame. If it's an oil or grease fire, shut off the supply of whatever is burning. Smother the flame. Don't use water. With a gas fire, shut off the gas supply. Then use water, sand, or earth to put out the fire. Act quickly. To know the danger of fire and what to do about it, consult your local civil defense director.
Everybody. Hi guys. I don't know what the fuck is or is not happening right now. I'm trying to get everything working. This is Madhouse Radio for December 20th, 2012. It's a miracle I'm even on, man. Ken says they Ken can hear me, but not music. Oh, shit.
I hear you fine.
Well, on the video feed, the video feed's fucked up. Hey, you want to know what's going on? You want to know what's going on? Look, if so the video is working, but the audio is not working. You want to see where the server is? I'm going to show you guys the normal Madhouse server. This is where it's at right now. This is the Madhouse server. This is what usually handles video. This is the computer right here that usually handles video. That usually handles the rotation, all that good shit. There it is right there, right on my desk, right in front of you. Here's the memory pulled out. Here's the processors under here.
Oh, hell, we're having a hardware discussion. I'm missing it.
Yeah, big fucking problem, man. That's what's been going on with Madhouse. That's what's up with Madhouse right now. That's why the shit isn't working. What the hell happened, dude?
Do we got a hardware failure of some type? Is it a motherboard?
All kind of hardware problems, man, with Madhouse, with the main Madhouse server. And the problem is, it's my home server, actually. It handles Madhouse, but on the side, it also handles all our files here in my house.
It's actually multitasking.
Yeah, and it's taking a dump, and I just about got it fixed.
Disguised as a home server when actually it's a Madhouse server.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what the problem is. So sorry, guys. You're gonna have to, if you guys want to hear music and you're
all right, everybody. Let's do this. Everybody hold your fingers up in the air, right? You got two on one hand, you got one on the other, right? See, this is sign language, okay?
Yeah.
Just insert the word as you see Carlito smiling and laughing and smoking the stogie and wearing his captain's hat.
Well, they can hear me talking. So here's what I would recommend, because you're not going to hear, you're only only going to hear Mike, as a matter of fact, on video. So we really shouldn't even be doing a video at this point. I guess.
There's no point. I'm holding up my middle finger.
Yeah. If you're watching the video feed and you want to hear the show, you want to mute your video and you want to go to madhouselive.com and you want to listen to the audio there. That audio should be working. That would be my recommendation.
The YouTube stream is up.
YouTube is video and my mic only. That's it. It's not gonna.
Oh,
it's not gonna.
YouTube is only from a mic and video only.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not gonna pull any music, and it's not gonna pull. You know what? Actually, matter of fact, it probably doesn't even.
Might not hear any calls in either. Just
oh yeah, he can't hear you. It's a one way conversation. You just hear me talking.
Oh hell, everybody, let's tune there. Man.
Yeah, yeah. Don't listen to.
That's better than me.
There you go. If you hate milkman.
If you hate me, please tune in, man, because
YouTube.
I love all of you out there, especially my haters.
Yeah.
I love you, Nunu. God bless you, man.
I'm getting confirmation that the stream is coming through good. Hobzoid says the stream is coming in good. Yeah, the stream is working.
Oh,
yeah.
He said it's working, darn it. Well, at least we got y'all to go over there and listen and check it out, because there are other options.
Yeah, I tried everything I could to get this server. I mean, I got it. Look, I got a. I'm not going to start
Take
moving the
camera. Take a picture of it, man. I want to see it because I missed a video of it. My video feed too hasn't came up. I want to see a picture of it, man.
Yeah, well, right now, I got a new case. So the server took a dump, right? And I opened it up and.
Motherboard or the drive?
Well,
did it turn out to be motherboard?
Well, it was a drive problem, right? It ended up being hard drive problem. And then I said, well, if I'm going to open it up and replace the hard drive, it needs a new case. The case was toasted. Like the
You're
fans...
just like me. You know, you're going to do all the improvements at once because you actually stopped operation.
Yeah.
To take down the main machine, the cherry coming out of service.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool. So here, I'm going to get some new RAM. I got new RAM. This is the old fan. The old fan and heatsink is here. I got this nice cooler set up on it, and it doesn't want to run on this motherboard. I got a modern cooler, modern CPU fan. It's massive, and it's not, it doesn't, when I turn it on, like, I know what
Turbo
I'm doing.
Blaster, huh?
It's a Cooler Master.
I love those, man.
That's what I have here.
The only thing better is the liquid system.
I don't buy the liquid thing. Or the one here, this guy here, the guy to my right.
The field ones, yeah, not the plumbing ones.
My nice machine here to my right, it's the same fucking heat sink and fucking fan, CPU fan. But this motherboard that I'm using is, I mean, this machine, when I bought it, I bought a fucking Compaq in 2007. No, bullshit. I bought this machine in 2006, and it's like, it's old technology, and I said, well, I decided I was going to do the best I could. So I went out and I bought a processor, the best processor that this motherboard would take, and it only cost me $20. That's how old this machine is, okay? The best processor this motherboard will run only cost me $20.99 on eBay. So that's how old we're working with here. All right, so I upgraded the processor. That's fine. I got some new RAM in here. That's fine. I got a new fucking power supply and shit. But the problem is, like, when I power it up, it does the post test. It passes that. The fan stops working, and I'm not gonna run. I'm not gonna fucking run the fucking machine with no fan.
Why does the fan stop working? Did you disable it in the BIOS? Is that one of those controls with the BIOS setting?
Well, okay. The fan is made. It's not one of those fans. It's what are they called? PW. It's not a PW whatever fan that's controlled by the motherboard. It has to be controlled.
Oh, it doesn't have the third wire in it.
Yeah. It doesn't have the fourth wire. It's a three wire plug on the motherboard, and it's a four wire cable connector coming out of the fan. So then I'm like, all right, cool. I'll go into BIOS and I'll flip the setting. The BIOS for this motherboard does not have the option to change the fan settings at all. It's not there.
It doesn't. Okay.
It doesn't.
So the only other option you have, if that is even available, would be flashing your RAM, which I rarely would ever think.
I'm not even going to bother with it. I'm not
flashing your.
Yeah.
You know,
so
your
BIOS. Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the old fan and. I'm going to put the old stock fan and heatsink on there, which sucks because it's 10 times louder than this nice one that I bought. About 10 times louder.
Can't you put the tower, just extend the cables a little bit, the tower like down underneath that, so you get a little audio shielding. I mean,
yeah, I can. I'm just trying to do it right.
ABM cables or whatever you got set up.
Whatever. That's what I'm going to do. But by the time I got to that point, it was too late.
You don't want to give up a chance cooling, man. You're better off with more cooling than not enough.
Yeah, I know.
That one you cut me on.
Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know. I'll have to put the old fan on there, and it'll be a little louder, but it'll work, and that's fine. Then we'll go. Yeah, because this fucking, the fan stopped working, and I touched this heat sink.
Blazing hot.
Blazing hot.
Weld your finger.
Yeah, man. It was only on for like...
off, dude. I know, dude. Yeah. That is hot as fuck. You're really borderline. Even though you're running, you know, a multi-core, and you can get away with it, you really shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, I'm over here. It's like 40 degrees outside, and the heat sinks, it's all outside. There's a fan blowing on it from, you know, and I was only in the BIOS for like 5 minutes, and in that amount of time, it was very hot to the touch, enough to just about scald me if I touched it for too long. So, it's crazy.
Dangerously hot.
So, tomorrow, it took me, it was a bitch to put this fucking heat sink on. So I'm going to have to, it's going to take me forever to take it off.
Are you putting on like super silver paste or anything like that?
Yeah, Arctic. I forget what I use. Arctic Fox. I had it lying around. I've used it before. I think it's Arctic Fox.
The one
or Arctic
with the silver is probably one of the better ones, because what it is, it's actually just a suspended metal particle, so silver in this like, you know, viscous, like kind of like silicone medium. And once it actually sinks up and you group them together, those little silver pieces actually kind of like bridge the gap between the cooling device and the top of the processor, and it actually makes a much better context. I always use that silver. What was it, Arctic Silver? Silver Surfer?
It's Arctic Silver.
That's one I always go with, because it gives a little bit better heat conduction.
Yes.
But what happens is that other silicone oil kind of shit paste they use will actually, in some of them, I've seen them get so hot it bubbled that shit out. Mm-hmm. It bubbled it out, and the only thing that was left after it was over was just that little crud of silver in there. So actually what happens is that stuff can actually liquid and, you know, and stream and melt out, and then the only thing left protecting it is hopefully some kind of connection like silver molecules.
Yeah, and the problem is it's conductive also, and if it leaks out enough, it'll cause some damage. But yeah, that's fine. Tomorrow I'm going to take the heatsink, I'll clean the stock heatsink really nice with some, I got the remover, the thermal paste remover. I'll clean it. I'll put some new stuff down, and I'll technically fix it.
What you could do is you could take and get like a small switch, you know, a tiny switch from Radio Shack, and you could like hook up your own little switch, and you could actually cut that thing on and off. Just leave it in the on position, but whenever it gets noisy, you could actually turn it off, and you could watch the CPU temperature on screen, you know?
I'm sure I could do that too. I don't know, man. I'm not too good.
That would be really easy to do. I could tell you how to do it. Like two pieces of wire and, you know, this little SPSE switch.
Yeah, a little switch, and I could just hit it on and off. I got to remember to hit it, though. If I don't hit it,
as long as it's in the on position when it comes on, the only time you actually do it is you just deactivate it. It's the thing. You're going to look at it.
Well, I never turn this machine off. It's on 24/7. It backs up, and it's our media server.
I couldn't imagine the audio is going to be that loud, man. I know they're loud, but I think if you use that directional mic, you could even redirect your mic a little bit, change your audio pattern, and you could probably get rid of any extra noise that would come out.
Right. All right. Well, look, Milkman Nunu is going to get mad pretty soon here. He's already saying this is Prank Show, not Geek Show. It's Prank Show, not Geek Show, Milkman.
UK. Okay, Nunu, UK.
UK, that's Milkman,
all over the
UK.
Screen, man. He just flooded the whole chat.
Yeah, he says,
you guys are missing this. Nunu had a meltdown. It's UK all over the screen.
If we want to talk tech, it's got to be on to the UK only. All right, Milkman, I wanted to mention, we're going to get to the prank calls here. We got some good numbers to get to. Brad hooked us up with some numbers to a portrait studio. Customers for people who are getting some Christmas holiday photos with their families. They've been taken. They haven't been developed or delivered yet. We're going to mess with them. wanted to also put the call out there. If anyone can help me out, I'm really wanting to play this game called Ingress. It's only out for Android. Supposedly it's a pretty cool game. I applied for the invite a week ago. I still haven't received an invite yet for the Ingress game. I'm hoping someone out there has an account and is playing Ingress now, and you can send me an invite. If you can, hit me up on Skype or send me a message or drop me an email or something like that so that I can play Ingress, because I'm really interested in playing Ingress. A friend of mine I met during the week, he plays Ingress, and he went on his tablet. He has a Nexus 7, and he handed it to me, and I typed in the email address to send the invite, and I never got it. I think I might have fat-fingered it when I did it, and maybe I put in a .net or a .com and said, I don't know, maybe I fucked something up. But anyway, I'm sure someone out there listening right now is playing Ingress. It just seems like a pretty interesting game. And if you can help your old boy Carlito out with an invite, I'd appreciate it. Hit me up. Dude, here.
That was really close to where I used to live in Florida, man. I used to live right across the water from there, man.
Ingress, Florida?
Inverness, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's a game.
England,
it's a game.
Know,
it's,
England,
it's a game.
Inverness, Yankee Town, all that area there. I used to live there.
It's a game, Ingress. But I have been playing, me and Brad Carter, RBCP, we're playing the Simpsons iPad game. If you're playing iOS, if you're on iOS, if you're using an iPod Touch or an iPhone or an iPad, pick up The Simpsons, what's it called? It's a Simpsons social game, and if you're a Simpsons fan, you're going to love it.
Simpsons Sim 3.
There you go. A Simpsons Sim game. All right, we got prank calls to get to. Enough talking. Let's call some portrait customers.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I gotta get my mute button. Got a little bit of a flu. I'm sorry.
The flu. Oh, I got bad news too, man. I got good news and bad news, Milkman. What do you want first? It affects the show. It's pretty important, actually.
Okay. But what is it now?
I got good news and bad news. What do you want? What do you want first?
Give me the bad news, man, because we know what the good news is.
Well, the bad news is there's going to be problems with the show. There might be a time change or a day of the week scheduling change for the show coming up here, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Well, the reason is I got a new job, but it's going to be a night shift for a few months at first until I get tenured in there. And I don't know what days they're going to give me on or off. But it may cut into Thursday nights. I'm going to try to get the Thursdays off. I'm going to try to see if I can work weekends. If that's the case, then we're okay. Then it'll be my night off and no worries. But if I end up having to work Thursday nights, we're either going to have to move the show earlier during the day, or we're going to have to move it to a different day altogether. Maybe we'll do.
We're going to do it, dude. If we got to move a day, let's do a Friday this time. We never did it before because there was always one of our friends in the way. But you know, we don't have anybody out there that are on our network on Fridays.
Yeah, I think Zolar does Saturdays. I don't think he does Fridays anymore. I'll get with him. I'll see. Well, we can do Saturdays too.
Zolar would even give a shit anyway, because no. I mean, you know.
No, he's cool like that. No, we're cool.
He's on his own thing too. You know,
yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's doing his own thing. We're good. The reason why the podcast hasn't been updated is because of the server being down. Until it's back up, I can't edit or upload any podcasts, because all the raw Madhouse archived audio is sitting on the external hard drive that goes into that. Worst case scenario, I can pop it all to the new computer and start working. That's I don't know. It's a fucking mess. It's been going on for 2 weeks. Last week we had to have Tabachi doing the whole Skype relay thing to do the show. And it came out great. It sounded great. I heard it afterwards.
I got lost somewhere in it, but then you know I wasn't feeling all that hot, but it did sound pretty decent. Mm-hmm. I mean, I heard a lot of crazy callers on there, so yeah. It sounded like we had a good time.
I tried to call you back, and I knew you were sick. I just let you take a rest, man.
I'm glad you did. I mean, that's fine. You give me a break, dude, because I know you would have included me, dude, but I was sick, man. I appreciate thinking about it, man, because I still got it, but not like I had this.
There you go.
I'm getting a lot better.
There you go. All right.
Viral flu thing really kicked my ass. You remember how I used to be before I got treated for my asthma, dude? Fuck, I'd be sick for a month, and I could not get rid of it.
Man, it's that time of year, man. That's the whole thing. Are you doing the peppermint oil? This is what you got to do,
I have not done it, and I was just thinking about it. You read my mind. I was thinking about that. I haven't done it.
You want me to send you some, man?
I'm going to get me another bottle of it, because I have not done it in ages. Yeah, dude. started treating my asthma. I was using it in place of asthma medication.
Yeah. No, you saved my life. Once I had bronchitis, I couldn't get rid of it. And you told me, Carlito, go out to the nature store, get yourself some 100% essential peppermint. I didn't believe you. And I said, fuck it. I was like, I'll do whatever. And I did it. And almost immediately, I did it right in the parking lot of that nature store. I put some on my tongue and I breathed and I coughed like a motherfucker. And by the time I got home, I was already finally breathing a little better.
It does work, man. It really does.
Yeah, it does. It does. I carry it all the time.
It's a natural remedy. You know, it's been around for thousands of years. The Greeks are the ones that actually started using it. That's why it's got that name, the Piperacillin, or whatever the hell the actual scientific name of it is.
Yeah, but I always carry it with me. I always have a little bottle in my back pocket. I use it for if I have indigestion, if I feel a little sick, if...
it does work for all of
it. It does work for everything. Does. Muscle pains and everything. I put some on... If my shoulders bother me, I got a bad shoulder.
You rub it on there. If you get a cut on your skin and you don't have any antiseptic, it has a natural antiseptic property built into it.
Yeah.
But you have to get the 100% essential oil. There's no crap, nothing in it. It has to be pure peppermint oil, nothing else. No blends or nothing.
Oh, by the way, Milkman, I wanted to send you a Christmas thing, and I didn't get to you in time. I need your address. Send it to me after the show, because I wanted to send you a Christmas gift, and... Yeah, I don't want to tell you what it is, but you'll be pretty excited when you get it. But I think if I send it now, you probably won't get it until Wednesday. It'll be after Christmas.
Well, that's all right, dude. You don't have to send me anything, dude. Whatever you want to do. All right, man. I appreciate it.
Well, before I forget, send me your... After the show, I want to get your address. I'll send you... I've got a whole bunch of peppermint oil. I'll send you one.
Oh, cool.
And I'll get you the gift. I actually already have it reserved on Amazon. I just got to get your address to ship it to you. I actually already paid for it, to be honest with you. It's not expensive. I was just thinking about you, man. So there you go.
Oh, I appreciate it, brother.
All right,
then I'll give you my address after we get off.
There you go. Seriously, I already paid for it. It hasn't shipped out yet because I need to get your address to send it to.
I did all my Christmas shopping.
I gotta get something for my wife still. I got her a few things online. I'm gonna get her something at the mall probably tomorrow, I think. All right. Well. Prank calls. I keep looping back to this. We have to do a prank call. Here's someone with the last name Ray.
Oh my God, the chat is being flooded and taken over by Nuna. It says UK over the screen again.
UK
everybody
over.
In the chat got to see this. It's crazy. All right, man. Time for some calls.
If I can hang on, I don't know.
Jesus. He flooded the chat. Now he's actually got the damn madhouse computer going crazier. Nuna's off.
He's going to crash.
No more flooding.
Come on, man.
You're crashing the interface on the madhouse.
We only have one computer left. Please.
All right, he's off now. He's off. I get calm down.
We only have one computer left, Nunu. Take it easy. All right, here we go. First prank of the night.
We ran out of hemp oil quick. It cleared the symptoms. We cleared the symptoms up really
hemp
quick.
Oil.
We ran out.
Hemp. Hashish. Is that Hollywood Vanya in the chat? Is that really him?
That's not
really
Hollywood. Hollywood.
I just see the beginning part. I don't see the Hollywood. I got to expand that window.
But he likes the mad off.
Good.
Moving right along.
Moving right along.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Oh, okay. Well, that didn't work. We got about 15 more where that came from. No worries. Here's the next one. This is for Kristen. We got some pictures today. Yeah, let's float the idea out there. I start the job the second week of January. I got 2 weeks before I start the job. So let's float the idea out there. What would be the best if we end up having a change? I would prefer to keep it Thursday nights because I have so much Madhouse promotional audio that says, you know, Madhouse is on Thursday nights. It would suck to have to go back and get rid of all those. People get confused also. People used to coming here on Thursdays. We'll float the idea. What would be the best night to do the show? I think you're right, Milkman. Friday or maybe Saturday nights. I think it would
Saturday
be
is good too, but Friday. The reason I say Friday is because like some people actually want to fuck around and do shit on Saturday. Other people like to stay home and do nothing but laugh.
Yeah, Fridays
but
are good. Fridays
the tendency is quite a for a lot of people to actually do shit more on Saturdays than Fridays. In my opinion,
Saturday is a good night to go out. Friday is a good night to maybe stay home, eat a pizza, or you know.
Well, you get off of work, you're already tired, and you ain't got a whole hell of a lot of time. And you turn on the radio and listen to us and laugh. You can go out and get drunk and risk getting a ticket. What's better?
Stay home.
Cause terrorism right here. On your computer and listen to it.
That's the thing. Stay home and drink at home, you know, and smoke marijuana cigarettes and stuff.
You don't have to terrorize the world with drunk driving, Jill. Stay right here and be drunk with us.
No. I went to a holiday party. There was a cop there, and he was drunk off his ass, and he left driving. Police investigator.
That's probably very good on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you have reached the voicemail of Chris and Eldridge. Can you leave me a message?
Hi, Chrissy Apples.
Chrissy Applebottom.
I heard Chrissy Apples just left. Aliens rule, man. Aliens rule this world.
All right. Nita. Nita's here. She also got some pictures. Hopefully some of these pick up. Here's Big Nita. Anita Dick. Anita Dick. Her last name is Dick. Milkman, first name Anita. Get it?
Anita Dick. Anita Dick, man. She's pretty darn desperate.
That's not her last name.
Make sure you watch her. Watch her.
That was when I was a teenager. That was a prank call I used to do. That was the prank call I used to do when I was a kid. Mike Oxmall used to do that a lot. Is Mike Mike there? Last name Oxmall.
Mike Oxmall.
Mike Oxmall.
Better get watch that motherfucker.
Oxmall is my Mike Oxmall. It is.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Bam, these are picking up. Motherfucker, are you? Diane, big Diane. Diane. There's a song about Diane. You know that song, Diane? You don't got to wear a red
Diane
dress tonight?
Sitting in the movie stars. Fuck, that guy was.
Dirty Diana.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Man. Making porno stars.
Made up songs here. I'm going to turn that fan off, man. I'm getting cold. It's cold in the motherfucker here, man.
Purple power, man. The aliens rule the world.
I got a detox, man. I can't. I'm going to have to test 2 weeks.
I wouldn't do the detox.
I know what to. I told you what, man. So. You're the one calling me. What am I going to do? Test for me?
Hey, fuck you, motherfucker, man. How are you?
Hello. You've reached 225-9858.
One of those milkman voicemails where she says hello at the beginning. You think she answered. I appreciate that. At least I didn't fall for it. I almost did. Big Jeff. See if Jeff answers here. Oh, one of these got the answers. Sure, Lonesome. We were wondering about Lonesome last week. He said that because we started late because...
But I figure he'd probably join here soon.
He usually shows up around 11. He's usually out working still. And he said he wanted to be on...
I know, he keeps up a lot on his score, too.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff, you got some pictures? I'm calling from the studio. Picture studio machine. Hello?
Picture studio?
Yeah, portrait studio. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And were these important pictures? Did you need them for the holidays or something?
I was supposed to pick up around the 23rd.
Yeah, I don't... The master tape got messed up here, and the pictures got all confused. And I'm looking here, and I'm presuming you're not an African-American family, right? I've got pictures here of a little black girl and an older black lady. Looks like her grandma.
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, these come up under your code and last name, so... Yeah, these, the pictures, I think it's best, maybe, you said you're going to pick up your pictures on the 23rd?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably best you come in on the 23rd, and we're going to retake all the pictures again.
Oh, we can't do that.
You're going to have to, because you already signed up for the package.
My son's not available that day to take him.
Well, then you're going to have to wait. When's your son available again?
I'll just have to give us a refund then, I guess.
The computer won't let me do a refund at all. It's either pictures or nothing, it says. Now, there's a reason why you don't want to take the pictures now? I don't understand.
I don't have my son that day, so I can't come in and take him.
Oh, you have a broken marriage kind of thing?
What?
You have like a broken marriage? A broken, like you're not a real family? Like, does your son have two beds and all that stuff? He's gone. He goes, what? And he hangs up. He's got a broken marriage. That's what it is, Milkman. A broken marriage.
That's what he gets for being gay. Married.
Perth is asking how fantasy football is going. It's
Hello?
Shit. Yeah, listen.
Who are you?
You're going to have to come bring that little brat kid of yours in here to get pictures taken again. And it's not my problem if you're divorced and you couldn't keep your wife and he's not with you all the time. What's your visitation situation like? Hello? Mr. Jeff? I just got a, who are you? That's all I got. Who are you?
Got an angry homosexual. Who are you, damn it?
Motherfucker.
Fuck on his ass.
Hey, it's Jeff. We need
trying back you said.
God
damn it. All right, listen to this song because I got to turn this fan off, dude. I'm freezing. I got to get up, turn that fan off.
Whatever. Dude, just get the processor closer to the window, man.
And I'm going to put the processor on my dick.
Well, do that, dude. You could have a explosive situation there. That Venus process power, there, son. Cadillac purple. Now, all I hear is rumbling now, man.
No?
Sounds like you're masturbating. That's it. I don't hear no audio.
You're masturbating. You're always masturbating.
Oh, there you are. There you are. Okay.
Oh, you get in trouble in stores because you're masturbating.
Well, I mean, shit. Somebody's got to do this.
Speaking of Sears, you're not allowed in any Sears or any masturbating Sears.
Well, you know, I tried that blue uniform thing, dude, and they saw right through me, man. They said, you're from Sears, man. You can work at Walmart. What the fuck are you doing here?
You got the wrong uniform on. Nice road.
Yeah, man. They fucking went ape shit, dude. They called Homeland Security on me and everything, dude. I was lucky I got out of there with my life.
Yeah, it sucks. There is no audio. I think the only audio that's coming through on the YouTube right now is going to be my talking. Again,
the female audio stream is down.
Yep. The audio... I should just shut the video off so there's no confusion. I think I'll do that. There's no sense in just watching me.
I told you what the guys were doing now. They're doing sign language. They're holding up two fingers on one hand, and they're holding up one finger on the other hand.
Sign language prank calling doesn't sound very interesting.
That's it, man. All you got to do is just insert... Every time you see Hermano move his mouth, you just insert.
Oh, boy.
The sign language, Ken.
Please leave your message for 720288.
La, 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 la. Okay. Moving right along, as Milkman says.
That was Peanut there. I think it was Teacher.
We got a music line. What's going on? This is the last show before Christmas, I guess, right? Is it a Christmas show? Crept up on me this year.
This is the last show in this galaxy, isn't it?
When is Christmas? Son of shit. When is...
We're supposed to change planes in our galactic collision, the realignment of the galaxy.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
There's a dark comet headed here, and there's a planet headed
No. We are becoming part of the Andromeda galaxy, and Andromeda is becoming part of the Milky Way.
Fuck. Sounds cool. About time we had a change. Long overdue for a change.
All it is your mind is going to change. You know, they're saying, oh, you got to be moving into this neighborhood. Now, it doesn't say it's the end of the world. It's the end of an era or age or a time.
Please leave your message.
No answer to that one. Here's, let's see who we got now. Nathan, Big Nathan. Let's see if Nathan picks up.
I think Andromeda will become part of our galaxy, this way of looking.
How's that possible? It's light years away. It's fucking retarded. But the stars
are going
to start... Well,
because gravitation is universal. It's a universe constant. Gravitation can be felt anywhere in the universe.
Exactly. It's constant, so it doesn't change. It's not going to speed up.
It's a big G. It's called the big G.
God. So, and how do the Mayans know all this? Why, if they're so smart, how are they extinct, asshole?
They were looking at astronomical alignment. That's what they're looking at. They're looking at this change from the collision of Andromeda and Milky Way galaxy, and our part of the collision is the area where we're in.
They don't know shit.
So are we really in Milky Way, or are we in Andromeda? I think Andromeda is becoming part of the Milky Way, because the Milky Way was here first. I'm biased, though, because I am the Milky Way.
Milkman went to a holiday party. The regulars at the cigar shop that I go to, we had a holiday party.
Oh, yeah.
We had a holiday party, and it was pretty fun. I made baklava. Came out really good. Of bacon, from scratch. And
lonesome loser in the house.
Yeah, good, lonesome. Hey, what's up, man? So I'm a Scotch. I drink Johnny Walker Black. You know that, Milkman. Matter of fact, I'm going to pour some right now. Speaking of being cold, that'll warm me up. There's one of the regulars. He's a doctor. He's a doctor.
You get the blue shit? The blue shit.
Well, that's what he brought. Yeah.
$150 a bottle?
That's what. No, it's $220 a bottle. That's what he said he paid for. He brought a bottle of the blue.
The blue and the red are the high dollar ones. I think the blue is the highest.
The red is the bottom. Oh, green is the bottom. Whatever. Blue is the highest. I had the blue. So for the first time ever, I had the blue label. I'll tell you what. It's better than the black label. I'll tell you that. It's smoother.
Smoother.
It doesn't have as much
less alcohol bite.
Less alcohol bite. But you know what? Not worth
more bourbon flavor.
Yeah, but not worth double the price. No way, man.
More bourbon flavor, but not quite as much.
Yeah, but it wasn't worth such a huge jump from the black label to the blue label.
So it's more of a prestige thing than it is actually a real connoisseur of tasting there.
Yeah, it's more of you get the box with the little coffin look, you know, and the blue little haze to the bottle and shit like that.
Tell everybody you got blue label.
Yeah, but I would rather have the blacks because the black, this stuff here, I can get a
bottle. It's like the iPod. It's like the iPod and the Android.
No, I would... God, no.
iPhone and Android, whatever.
It's like an i7 and an i5 processor on your computer. That's what I would say. Like it costs a lot more, and yeah, it's a little better, but it's hard to justify paying double the price.
What I'm saying. Like I just said, the iPhone and the Android, why pay double the price and you get like performance, get your Samsung or an Android.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, look at statistics this year. Finally, is, you know, being evidence in the market. The market is making the claim. It's not the purveyors of the two platforms, people, folks.
the people are speaking, man, and the people say that the Android is, it's not, well, is it really?
We're not so Apple-ish anymore, man. We're getting over the little tiny screens and the limited expensive bullshit you gotta go through, man.
Gizmodo has a really good article out there about Apple stores. Really freaking interesting about the shit that goes down at the Apple retail stores.
I'll go wait for my jelly bean up.
I don't have jelly bean. I don't think you're getting a jelly bean out there for your phone.
Your
call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
Not a lot of answers tonight. We've only had one answer so far on these numbers. Just one bite so far. We got two left on this list. This is Kelly, who got pictures today with her family. Holiday pictures. So there.
Do we have some requested pranks?
We got some.
Sent them in. I don't know if there's any others in the backlog or not.
Yeah, we got some requested pranks, and I'm sure Lonesome is confirming up some also here pretty soon. We'll get to those in a moment. Let me burn through
Excellent.
These.
Got the Lonesome loser now.
Yep.
The number is 9.
Another no answer. Jin Stewart showing up. He said he was going to be a little bit late. Jin's going to join us tonight. He's just logging in.
Oh, wow, dude. He's coming in? He's going to be on the show tonight?
Yeah, he said he was going to show up tonight, but he was going to be about an hour late. We're about an hour into the show start, so he'll be...
Oh, he's late because of archery practice. All right, okay,
yeah,
that's cool.
He's got a big archery meet. Yep. Yeah, so he'll be joining us here in a second. Dude. Waiting on Jin to join us here. Here's the last of these numbers for the photo studio.
Courtney Porter. I'm sorry, I'm not able to.
Courtney not participating with him. And the last one I'll do here is I'm going to try to call the one guy out of this list that answered, Big Jeff. He got a little upset there for a second with me. Let's see if he can pull his tooth one more time.
He was a little tense. I didn't notice the tension there.
That's something you don't mess with. You know, his wife, who knows why he got divorced, why he doesn't. Let me get Jin on for it. Jimbo Stevens, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hello, man. How are you?
Good. Merry Christmas. Good to
top
talk
of
to
the
you.
Fucking morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, too. Are you drinking? You said you're going to drink. Is that true?
No, not today. I suggested it to you that we did a show together and that we got extremely drunk. I can't drink tonight because I have to meet a client very soon. But tomorrow or I don't know, whenever.
You want to do? What are you doing Christmas? You want to do a Christmas drunk show or something? We could do that.
Yeah. Let's do that. Holy shit, that's a great idea. So, I don't really celebrate Christmas, so we can do that. But I still get time off, so it's good.
There you go. So when is Christmas? Is Christmas Monday night or Tuesday night this year? What's the deal? I don't know.
Monday night would be Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, Monday night. Okay.
So you want to do a Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve for me and Christmas morning for you. Do you want to do that? We could do that.
Yeah, we can do that. That's
all
good,
right.
Yeah.
Let's pencil me down. All right, let's do that. Cool.
All right, but we have to do it. Yeah, okay, you want to do it at your fucking time, not at my convenient time, bastard. Well, I have to get up at 4 o'clock again.
Well, what's convenient for you? What's convenient for you? Maybe I can work. Well, you know,
convenient for me. Yeah, let's swap. Let's sort of turn it around, shall we? Let's flip the fucking coin, and you get up at 4 a.m.
Well, here's the thing. What about the day after Christmas? Because that's a big day here for people to go to stores to return shit, and then that's Boxing Day over there, right? That's Boxing.
Yeah. All right.
We can do a Boxing Day show. You want to do that?
Boxing Day show, but I don't know because that depends on my situation. I have to look into it. I can't promise I can do that. I can definitely do the Christmas thing, but I don't know if I can do it because that'll be 27 for me, and did have some plans. But we can talk about that on Facebook. I don't want to blast it over the air and make promises.
Yeah. I got you. All right, we'll plan. We'll plan to do a Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, something next week, during the week. Okay, sounds good.
Definitely. And we get extremely drunk.
There you go. All right.
Extreme.
And we'll do it, you know, earlier. We'll do it during your... convenient for you, and I'll do it, you know.
We'll do it convenient for you guys, because it's much easier. Okay. But perhaps we start a little bit earlier.
Okay, good. Sounds good. All right, there you go, guys. Put it down. Keep the street ear down in the street, you know, and follow Facebook, and we'll put it on there when it happens. All right.
What did I miss, man? Come on, fill me in.
Nothing. I got hardware problems. I got a server that's down. And
nice.
And one prank so far. No one else has picked up.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Very successful, Shai.
Very successful, I'm telling you. But we'll move right along here. Ken sent in a request to prank. that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
We got someone selling mannequins. Call up asking for some female mannequins to keep telling her all kinds of weird shit you want to do with them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's cool. Mannequins. That's not my thing. There's some dudes who are into that. That's
oh,
cool.
Yeah, well, I love... There's someone, you know, I was in town earlier today in London, and I saw a couple of mannequins. In fact, I walked past a very nice shop, and I turned my face because this mannequin, it was strikingly beautiful. It was wearing, really nice lingerie, and it just, I could have,
Man. Yeah, I've been there before. You know, you're walking around, smoking weed, and you're like, hey, that's a good, nice little mannequin.
Yeah.
Have a conversation.
How you doing? Sort of thing, yeah.
How you doing? Yeah, and then you get kicked out of the store, like milkman.
Where is that guy today, man? Is he even, he's not even here.
He's somewhere here. He's here. He's connected now.
Stuart.com.
Ah, milkman, how are you?
Well, Milkman, it's the 21st over there where Jin is already, so I guess the world...
Yeah, holy shit, it's the end of the world.
Hello.
Welcome to the new galaxy.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi. You have mannequins for sale?
Yes.
Oh, do you have female mannequins or male mannequins?
You know what? I have two female mannequins and one male.
All right, and how many positions can they take? How many joints? Like, do they have joints?
Actually, no, they don't. These mannequins are basically from the waist up.
Just from the so they're not...
Yeah, from the waist on up and no arms.
Oh, that's not very helpful. So all you get is a face and a chest, a torso, that's it?
Yeah, that's pretty much like half of it.
You know, so you don't have anything with the legs or anything? That's my favorite part of the mannequin. I like to look at the legs and stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know what we can do here with this. I don't know. You got any ideas, Jin? I don't know.
Does it have any arms?
No, none of them have arms.
No arms, no legs, just the torso. I remember watching a film, a very famous film with, from David Lynch. You know, he's a very famous horror composer, and he made a film where a man removed the arms and the legs of a woman so that he could abuse her, and it was a very strikingly shocking film. Perhaps we could do something along those lines.
I'm afraid not.
Well,
what do you mean you're afraid not?
We'll do whatever we want with the mannequins. How much for a mannequin? Female mannequin.
Yeah, how much?
$20 for it. It's actually an antique mannequin, more like a 1970s style.
Oh, I like that. 70s women were always very hyper and sexual.
Hairy, natural looking.
Yeah, but they've got no legs.
I know. That's the problem, man. Yeah?
I like to swing them around by the head. Do they have hair?
No hair.
What about nips? Do they have nips?
Nips?
Do they have what?
Do they have any nips? Nips on them? Do they have any nips?
Lips?
No.
What about flips?
Yeah, no, it's just basically the torso.
Is it possible we could cut a hole into the torso with a knife?
Most likely, yeah.
I mold clay onto them?
I think so, yeah, because, I don't know what materials are made of.
I shall mold the breast of the mannequin and wear it.
Here's an idea. All right, so my buddy Jen, he'll hold the mannequin, and he'll put his arms from behind, and he'll pretend he has the arm. Like, his arms are the mannequin's arms?
That's excellent, and you can pretend you've got the legs.
Yes, yeah, and then we'll make love.
And then we'll bounce.
Hand love.
Excellent, yeah, I like that. What about this man we are speaking with? Perhaps he can join in as well in some way.
Do you have legs?
Yeah, I doubt it.
You doubt you have legs? Do you have no legs at all, sir? You don't?
Hey, what?
Do you have any legs?
Yes, I have a pair.
What do you have between them?
You got a nice big root? You got a big root on you?
Oh, sorry, I ruined it.
No, that's fine. I didn't know what to do. I brought you in because I'm like, fuck, no legs. No arms, no legs. Not much fun. All right, sorry, Ken. That didn't work out. Find some mannequins with pussies and stuff, and then we can work with that.
Yeah, full fucking size, man, yeah. and everything with it.
Yeah, like a real doll. You don't hear about the real doll anymore because now it's all about the fleshlight, and then Jin.
Yeah, the fleshlight. Yeah, it's pretty good. But I've got a Tenga flip hole.
I'm looking into that thing. Those egg things, those Tenga egg things.
They are fucking brilliant. Let me tell you something. Those eggs.
Tenga rock, man.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Tenga's the best.
I gotta get that. So, do they come in like an egg carton? You buy like six of them?
You can buy six of them.
Disposable one.
You can use them. You can use them again. They don't break.
Yeah, if you work them real delicately, but the better one is the double shot, man. The one that's got the cleaner one, yeah.
The double shot cleaner one. Oh, man.
Yeah, the flip hole is good, man. But I'm telling you,
man, look, these are smart guys right here, right? Rest of these people, whole Tenga, they're going to be looking now, right? We already know, guys.
Yeah, Tenga. So, you... they come like in shells and you got to break open. That's kind of weird. That's a Japanese
thing. You don't
have
to break the shell. It's like you just open it up.
It's got a kind of nodular area to it.
Oh my God. That's so weird. They're going to fuck an egg. I'm going to fuck a big ostrich egg here. Yeah.
It's the rabbit of...
they make different sizes of it now, too, even. They even make different sizes to accommodate you and I, Hermano.
I got a big bowling ball size one. That's what I need.
I got the beer can, man. So, you know.
The beer can. Well, for that, I'll stick to the fleshlight. You know? It's like it's low maintenance. Hard to clean a fleshlight, though. You got to, you know?
No, get the Tanga. They got the one that's actually cleanable. It's designed to be clean, you know? I mean, you could reuse the eggy one, but you might as well go ahead and tip on up the Cadillac.
Might as well, man. It's like getting the blue label of scotch. There you go. That's what you got to do. You got to pay a little more, or you get what you pay for, right?
Well,
there.
In this case, I believe you do. I think you get a lot more than you do.
All right, Milkman, you for Christmas, you get me a Tanga egg, and then I'll get you the gift I'm going to get you, and some peppermint oil, and then we're good. We've got Christmas right there, man. There
Dude, that's awesome, man. I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for that boob 2 years now.
There you go. All right, we got someone who's an Indian restaurant is looking for a cashier or a cook. They're hiring. It's called Saffron India. I'm not a big fan of the saffron spice myself. I don't like shit.
That's I don't like Indian food at all.
You like talking to them. So we got
I'm curious. Why don't we place an order and then cancel it?
Yeah, well, they're looking for a cashier or a cook. All right. Ken's sending this in. Let's call Saffron India. Jin, you want this or you want me to...
Yeah, I want this.
All right, so again, they're hiring a cook or cashier at this Indian restaurant here.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward.
In Beverly Hills, California.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Saffron Restaurant. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi there. This is Mr. Stewart speaking. How are you doing there?
I'm sorry?
Mr. Stewart, I am Mr. Stewart, and I'm calling about the job offer.
Okay, I'm sorry?
I said let me talk to the manager, please.
Manager is not here. It's they leave like around 5 o'clock.
So okay, can you help me here? I need to get the job. I'm poor and I got no money, but I want to come in there and do the cashier thing. Woo! Can I do that?
I recommend to call tomorrow between.
But I'm calling now.
Yes, sir. Manager cannot speak to you right now because manager is not here.
Oh, okay. What about you? Can you give me the job,
Robert?
No, you. I want you to give me the job.
Sir, can you call tomorrow between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock?
Okay, perhaps. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, I'll call tomorrow, but today, I want to make an order, and I want to test your Baba food.
Sir, would you like to order food for pickup?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you like?
I want to have pilau rice.
That's your funny noises thing that you did a YouTube video that came out this last week.
Yeah, shit, you know, that seems to really work. Like, I tried it several times with different victims.
Uh-huh.
And, like, some of them were just so funny. I haven't released any of the other calls yet. But they went fucking nuts. There was one guy who was like, "Why are you making the noise? Why? Huh? Why are you making the noise?"
What's this bloody Tony Buzz kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for going to Saffron Restaurant.
It's Mr. Stewart again. I think we lost our connection there on the phone.
I guess so, sir.
Okay, so where were we? I want to make a pilau rice, and I want to get a...
Sir, I can hardly understand you what you want to order. It's a Saffron Restaurant. We order Indian food.
Yeah, pilau rice.
We don't have this kind of rice. We have basmati rice.
Okay, give me a basmati rice, and I'll have a chicken tikka masala.
And could you hold on a minute, please? I have a question.
Yeah,
just a mom. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boom.
I got a girl, day two.
Oh man, I love that song. That song gets me excited.
Yeah, it's a wicked song. Yes. All right, where is I haven't even signed into the chat yet. I don't even know where it is.
I haven't seen the guy in the chat yet. Famous Archer.
Oh, another famous Archer. Fucking hell.
There he is.
I get my knee surgery on Monday. I get to talk about my knee surgery.
All right.
Oh no.
Nice.
It's not knee surgery.
Ah, that's what you get for shagging them 16-year-olds. You wanky old dog, you.
Oh,
you wanky old dog, you.
You hit your knee. Yeah. Watch out. You gotta put padding.
Hit my knee, it went up to my brain.
Up into her brain.
Boy, couldn't be a better way to go, is there? Couldn't be a better way to go.
She's still connected. Yeah, let's give her a sec when she comes back.
I was gonna say, what the fuck is she doing?
She's got a customer, a more important customer now.
Girl named Bally.
Yeah, I'm gonna get really angry about that, so...
You need to call your Turkish bra tonight, man.
Oh, yeah, Faizan. We have to talk to Faizan.
Yeah.
Faizan the high one.
Do you think she'll be up for a little?
The last show, tanky. You weren't around. I did two shows ago.
Hey, why don't we call another call and join to this call? Because by the time she comes back, we could already have him ready.
Yeah.
Probably. I'm trying to fix... I think I got the video issue fixed here. I think I might got a... fix here. Give me a second.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Already.
Jesus Christ.
Your captain's hat looks very distinguished. Very nice here, Mondo.
Thanks,
very
man. Handsome. Thank you, sir. You too. You're always handsome. You're a very handsome man.
Dapper man.
Dapper.
Oh shit. Sorry, hang on. Whoa, beep, beep, beep.
The mouth. Beep, beep, beep.
I was gonna go on there to bloody...
Alright, everybody, while we're waiting here, if you guys can jump on YouTube, check the YouTube video should be back up, and hopefully we got some music and caller audio working on it now. Hopefully this fixes it. Crazy Fucker says, fuck Jin and the reptilian Queen Elizabeth. Alright. Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Shit.
Fuck Jin. Why are you fucking?
Jin, I want you to get scotch. We're gonna drink some like men for our Christmas show.
No, sake or absinthe. Absinthe.
Hello?
Yeah, hi there.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. What happened there? I was waiting patiently for you.
Thank you for waiting patiently. Yes, I had another customer. So,
a more important customer, but I'm going to be working there, so we're going to be working side by side. Now, let me carry on with my order. And, you got a pen?
Sir, may I have your name first?
It's Mr. Stewart. I called you and I said it's Mr. Stewart.
Stewart,
and you said,
okay.
Hi, Mr. Stewart. Hi.
Okay, Stewart. Okay, what would you like to order?
Okay, one basmati rice.
White rice or brown?
Brown.
Brown, basmati rice, okay.
Yeah, and I want to get a chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala bowl or what?
Yeah, bowl. Why?
Brown rice.
I already told you I want brown rice. What are you doing?
Sir, you told me you want side of brown rice. You didn't tell me you want bowl with chicken tikka masala and brown rice.
Why do you put extra rice with my chicken tikka masala?
Because, sir, you didn't order for me chicken
fuck
tikka
you!
Bowl with
I
brown
wanted
rice.
My basmati rice and just my
you don't
basmati.
You have to scream, sir. I can hear you properly. You just don't know what you're ordering.
Okay, I want to have a basmati rice and a chicken tikka masala and a lamb korma.
I'm sorry?
A korma?
We don't have that.
What do you have there? Oh my God, you're an Indian restaurant.
We're an Indian restaurant. We serve a six menu, sir.
Yeah.
And we have chicken tikka, chicken curry, chicken saag, chicken dal, tofu tikka, chana masala.
Stop. Shut up. I want the dal, the chicken dal.
Sir, I'm eager to help you, but if you're going to talk to me inappropriately, I'll have to hang up the phone, okay?
Why?
Let's agree on that. And I have other customers online, please, so be respectful. Give me
your
order.
Yeah, but you should be respectful. I'm going to be your colleague. I'm going to get the job there, and we're going to be working side by side.
Yeah, I doubt with this attitude you will work here, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But do you think if I
work
there...
So you want chicken tikka masala bowl with brown rice, what else?
Yeah, okay, that's it. That's all.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. That's all I would like. What is the
cost? Okay, wonderful. When are you coming back? When are you coming?
Yeah, just let me ask you about job there. What is the working environment?
I cannot... You need to come here and you need to fill out application, sir, and see yourself, okay? I don't have time right now, so I apologize about that. I have customers. So, would you tell me what time you're coming?
I'm coming 5 minutes.
Okay, it will be ready. Thank you, sir. See you.
You're a liar.
What a liar.
I was going to ask
if we could go and buy some hanky panky.
Jin, you missed it on a recent show, but with Faizan, I did the whole order, made a big order and called back and canceled. And she got pretty mad.
Really?
Yeah. She says shit, fuck, asshole, motherfucker like
this
that.
This lady was not pleased at all, was she?
No.
Let me just tell you, there's a bloody big fucking echo again.
Is there? Right now? Echo?
Yeah, I can hear me.
Shit, man. I don't know.
He's echoing a little bit, Amrano, but you seem okay.
Yeah. There's technical. Is it distracting? Too distracting for you? You think?
It's very distracting, yeah.
Man.
Oh, it's on when he's in. I can barely hear it on my side, but I hear it's on his side.
See, it's your problem.
Can I help you?
Is this the Turkish Kitchen?
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna put Jim on the line. He wants to make an order.
Excuse me, sir.
Jim. Jim is gonna put an order through. Jim, go ahead. Turkish Kitchen here.
Yes. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. I'm a friend of Faizan's, and she suggested I make a very nice order over there.
I hung right up. What a bit.
Wow.
We'll call back. It's all good.
That was rather abrupt.
It was. Whoa. Gee,
what did you do? You connected to the fact.
Wow, timing is impeccable on this little mistake.
Yeah. Hey, guys, can I get a check on the YouTube video? Can everyone confirm at the Hangout if caller audio and music is working on YouTube now, please? Can I get a high sign or a low sign?
I don't see any video.
I guess that woman never come back. We lost her.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. We're trying to get Turkish back.
Yeah, they're not going to pick up.
Normal says video contains content. Yeah, this happens whenever I play the fucking the Charlie Brown Christmas shit. It gets blocked in Germany because of Warner Brothers.
What?
Warner Brothers owns this music that I play for Christmas time. Whenever I upload a video, it'll say it has content from Warner Brothers WMG Group. It's blocked in Germany.
Well, somebody's reporting it or what?
It's automatic. On YouTube, it's all automated now. It sees
the levels
what the
of fuck? It actually recognizes.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Oh, wow.
So you have to change the pitch or something then on it, Armando. Yeah, you slow it down. You need to change the pitch a little bit.
Yeah, if you slow it down.
Just a bit. You use that Sony sound port, that sensor.
Oh, that's good. There you go.
Yeah, you can exactly alter the pitch just a little bit and the timing, and it'll feel...
Yeah, slow the tempo. That makes sense, yeah.
Well, that is because I was watching that.
But maybe not pickable by the machine because, you know, it's going to be off a few cents and the timing's going to change slightly.
I don't know. It was a song the other day, and I was trying to listen to it on YouTube, and it was slower than normal, and then the comments, people are like, you encoded it wrong, it's slow. And the video, the guy who has the channel was like, hey asshole, I did it because if you slow it down, the YouTube bot won't pick it up and it lets you keep it on there. I forgot what.
Yeah, until somebody reports it.
Change the timing, and you gotta change the pitch a little bit, and it won't pick up, that won't recognize that sound pattern.
Yeah, or we can just do this. Just play MF Doom doesn't get blocked. Because the music industry hates MF Doom for some reason, so we can play this music instead. Screw the Christmas music. We've been playing this since Thanksgiving. I'm over it. World's gonna end anyway, so what's it matter?
Yeah, it's all over today, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Collision right now. You're in the midst of the collision right now. Yeah. Our two galaxies are in collision at this moment.
So does it happen at midnight? Or is that sunrise for the Mayans? Mayan sunrise, I guess.
That was funny. I saw it. I think one of my friends posted a picture on YouTube where there was one of the Mayans, and he'd got like this massive circle calendar thing, and in the speed bubble he was like, oh, I ran out of space after 2012, and then this other guy was like, oh shit, that's gonna freak somebody the fuck out.
It's gonna freak someone out in a few thousand years. The Mayans never said anything that the world was gonna end at the end of the calendar. I think they just said, oh, at some point we'll have to make a new calendar.
It's called the end of the long count.
Yeah,
it's a number system they use in the Mayan calendar counting system. But,
do we have any like
supposedly the way it is since our two galaxies are in collision, they seem that what's gonna be the center of our galaxy is gonna change. So that's supposedly what this is now. We're not necessarily aligned directly with the Milky Way now because Andromeda have been in collision with our galaxy for umpteen years and 4 billion more years for the collision completed. So basically we're changing neighborhoods. Andromeda's becoming part of our galaxy.
Well, I don't understand it. And some people are like, oh, it means some planets are going to align and shit's going to get fucked up. And some other people like,
alignment. It is not a planetary alignment.
Well, then there's other people saying, but there's other people saying there's a planet.
Alignment.
Some people are saying there's a planet that's hiding behind the sun that's going to smack into Earth called Nibiru or some shit.
Nibiru, they've been talking about that for a long time. I mean, there has to be another body out there because the way the rotation of the solar system is not correct. There's still something out there we've never found.
Man. Are you stunned again?
He is. Of course he is. He's looking right outside right
now. No. If you take a look at the orbits, it does show that there's something else out there. We've just never charted it yet. That's why people have been looking all these years because the way gravity shifts everything is showing there's something out there. We've never found it yet.
Okay,
I'm very excited to see that. Nothing will happen today, and then tomorrow will be the same.
Tomorrow will be in the new part of the galaxy, so we'll welcome our neighbors from Andromeda starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow they'll say, oh,
do you think they'll have a phone number? We can ring them up.
Yeah.
Well, I think, there you go. we'll open a special Gort channel up just for them, and everybody that wants to, you know, connect, communicate with the new community. community.
Well, here, we got a Mexican hamburger place, and Mexicans are Mayans, so what do we ask them? Maybe they know.
Yeah, maybe they can tell us. But what, do we not have any individuals that we can freak out? Like, you know, we call them up and say, you know, we're from the, I don't know, electricity place. We're cutting off all the power.
Hey, what about that Peter guy, the pedophile that they just busted over there in England, man? And, like, they put it on the news, man, the BBC guy.
He's dead.
We need to find out about that Nunu, or what about you, Jim? You guys got any information on this guy?
He's dead.
How would I know about them, man?
BBC guy.
Jim doesn't watch TV. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't even know what the BBC... He doesn't have a TV license or anything.
That's a job for Nunu. Nunu, you need to report and do your duty, as always.
Yeah, he does his
duty. In the name of the Madhouse, 98.6. Do him out.
Doing his duty.
And develop some information. We need this.
Duty.
Illuminous 5!
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this La Fuente Burgers?
No, there's not anymore La Fuente.
Oh, are you Mexican?
No, not anymore La Fuente Burgers.
But are you a Mexican man?
No.
What are you?
Who's this?
Well, I'm looking for a Mexican who can talk to me about the Mayans and the end of the world. You sound like you're a stupid Mexican.
he's not Mexican anymore.
Not anymore. No, not anymore. Let's see if he answers the second time. He probably won't. That's cool. We got Bodega Burger here. That's a hamburger I don't want to eat. Hamburger from a bodega. Yuck. If we're going to a bodega, I want some pork, you know? I want some rice and beans. I want a hamburger.
I've never been to a Mexican.
You know, you don't have Mexican restaurants? They're all over the place here.
We have Spanish restaurants, but we're not Mexican.
Spanish, like Spain, like where they got ceviche and stuff?
Where tapas and the...
Oh, I hate that shit. Of tapas.
What do you mean you hate that? That's a nice... There's a nice stuff they have there, like fajitas and yeah.
That's bull... Yeah, tapas. Here, sit down, and we're going to bring a small little plate of food for everybody. And everyone shares off the food. Yeah, who wants that bullshit?
I don't think I've had that, but I've had lots of these fajitas. So I'm really nice. I do like that.
Fajitas?
Yeah.
Quesadillas?
Benji?
Quesadillas. Uh-huh. Good stuff. We got a Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Bodega Burger Company, this is Deborah.
Yeah, do you have Mexicans that work there? I understand this is a Bodega Burger.
Excuse me?
Do you have Mexicans that work there?
That's a silly question.
Well, it's Bodega Burger. I need to speak to someone who's Mexican.
What can I help you with, sir?
You can answer the stupid question, right? Because I'm asking a question.
What do you need? Are you looking for service, or are you just...
But don't be so fucking rude.
Yeah,
excuse
exactly.
Me?
Don't be so fucking rude. I'll show some respect. We're calling you up. You should be fucking polite.
Yeah.
Bitch. She really thought about that, man. She really held on and was like, well, let me think about this for a second. What can I say?
I think she stared at the phone for like a half second. 10 seconds there. Like, what? Seriously, what did I say?
She was so fucking rude, though. I was like, wow. Yeah, can you answer the phone like that? What do you want, you motherfucker?
Bodega Burger Company, this is Deborah.
I'd like to make an order, please.
Excuse me?
I'd like to make an order, please.
The restaurant is closed. It closed at 9 o'clock.
Oh, so we're... wait a minute. You're in New Mexico, right? You're here in New Mexico?
Yes.
So,
where are you?
Oh, well, I'm in New Mexico, too. But I need to speak with, like, you know, Mexicans or anything like that. And I asked you before. You didn't answer the question.
You know what? I don't like this conversation. I'm the owner, and I'm not a Mexican, and I do own Bodega Burger Company and Lounge. So what can I help you with, sir?
Well,
you're fucking rude.
Exactly, and you don't have any right to be...
Well, your question is totally out of line.
Well, your attitude's
out of line.
Why is
the question out of line? He's asking if there's a Mexican there, right? He maybe wanted to speak fucking Spanish.
That is an inappropriate type of a question.
How the fuck
is
that inappropriate? Maybe he's a
racist.
Mexican. Shut the fuck up for a minute. If he was a Mexican and was asking for another Mexican, how the fuck is that a racist in any way?
That is totally inappropriate.
You are a stupid bitch, okay? You shouldn't be running a business.
Well, you shouldn't be calling my business then. Thank you very much.
Fuck you.
She's got a point there at the end.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
I'm still hearing an echo, by the way. It's terrible.
Do you want to disconnect or reconnect? You want to try that?
Well, no, I want you to sort your fucking echo out.
How come Milkman doesn't have echo? And the people,
I don't know.
The people,
no, he's so stoned, he doesn't even hear it.
Huh? I'm on mute, but his echo is he's hearing. I can barely hear it on his voice over here, so it must be loud on his side. Try to reconnect me, Jim.
Okay, all right, I'll try it again. Ah, blah, blip.
Call right back, Jim. I think I'd be the best at it. You might have a better connection from your side.
Yeah, Jim.
How's it working now? Hello.
Yeah, hello, Michael.
Hey, my name is Jim Stewart. I'm alive at 5.
Anything?
Yeah, no? Yeah, I still hear it, but it doesn't matter.
Mexicali Gandu.
Damn it.
I'll deal with it, but when we fucking do the show, I'm streaming.
Okay, well, you're the boss. It could be my fault.
Shopkeeper, this is Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon, do you have any Mexicans that are working there? What the hell?
What the hell? Matt, how can somebody get offended by that question? Yeah, oh my
really.
God.
What's the big
that
deal?
Makes me very excited. Why the hell?
There is
are people
no need,
getting upset
no need
about
to
that?
Get so upset about it. Seriously. There is a setting here I can try to see if it does echo cancellation. Give me a sec. Let me check. Audio automatically now. Show advanced. Let's see. Microphone now. Speakers now.
Carlita, don't worry about it, man. I can deal with it for one show. I'll do it next time, and then I'll stream it, and
what
I like it.
Is there an echo now?
Hello, I'm Jim Stewart, and I'm live on the radio. My website is jimstewart.com, and I'm taking the limelight. No, there's no echo.
I can
cancellation.
And you hear me now? You hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine, yeah.
All right, there we go. Maybe I fixed it.
Cancellation.
Yeah.
Cancel it.
Canceled it out, man. See, look at that. You're being so rude and mean to me about the echo, and all you had to do was be nice.
But I'm still going to stream next week.
All right, fine. That's fine. Hey, man, mix it. I don't have a computer, so it's all good. It works for me.
Thank you for calling Five Guys on Paseo. This is Richard. How can I help you today?
Where are your potatoes from today?
Sorry, what was that?
Where are your potatoes from?
They're from Blackfoot, Idaho.
Do you have any Mexicans that work there?
We do.
Could you put one on, please?
No problem.
Thank you. Well, that's service right there.
Very cheerfully accomplished, too.
Just say hello. I don't know if you want. Hello?
Yes, hi. Are you a Mexican?
Yes.
Oh, hi. How are you? Good. I had a few questions about this Mayan thing that's going down tonight. Do you have Mayan ancestry at all, or?
No.
Well, where in Mexico are your family from?
Wow, we lost her. My goodness.
There it is. This is pretty cool.
I think maybe her ancestral heritage is showing now.
I'm playing with
awful fight.
Thank you for calling
for
guys.
Hello?
Maida, what can I do for you?
Yes, hi. What was your name?
Maida?
Oh, good. Yeah, listen, the Mayan calendar thing that's going on, I know you're Mexican, so I thought maybe you'd be the best person to ask about this. What time does it all happen? Is it at midnight, or is it at sunrise, or when exactly?
What the fuck?
Oh, my. She's rather sassy.
Hello?
She clicked it down, man.
I got two patties. All right, Mayan. we got a Mayan family Mexican restaurant. Here we go. Right, cut to the chase. All right, Lonesome Loser always has our back. Paying attention on the side, confirming numbers on the side. He knows what he's doing, man. Mayan.
That's our number for this, man.
Mayan family Mexican restaurant.
Mayan Mexican restaurant. This is she.
Can I help you? Yes, hi. Are you Mexican, or are there any Mexicans there I can speak with?
I can speak Spanish, yes.
Well, this is the Mayan restaurant, so I had some questions. Do we have until midnight, or is it sunrise, or what time do things happen tonight?
Normally we close at until we don't close till 10 tonight.
So at 10 o'clock, then is it? Because my friend Milkman, he says that like Andromeda is gonna combine with the Milky Way.
What was it?
That Andromeda is going to combine with the Milky Way, or is it the planet that's going to come through, or how is it going to happen exactly?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard any of that before.
But this is Mayan family Mexican restaurant, and it's December 21st. It's supposed to be the Mayan apocalypse.
Yes, this is, yeah.
Yeah, so then I was thinking, you guys are the source. You're the Mayan embassy. So you say at 10 p.m., what happens exactly? What should I look out for?
Well, no, this is, the restaurant is called the Mayan. That's mm-hmm. it.
That's it?
Yes.
Are there any Mayans there, or anybody Mayan ancestry that I can speak with?
No, not that I know of. Oh. I don't think so.
Well, are you Mexican, or you just speak Spanish?
I'm Mexican.
Oh, so then you know the secret then. So what do I need to do?
No, I don't. I don't know.
What are you doing to prepare yourself?
Pardon?
What are you doing to prepare? If your Mayans know all about like what to do, like how do you get on the mothership?
Well, to be honest, I'm not prepared for anything. Can you hold on for a moment, please?
Oh, yeah, sure, honey. Thanks.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this a Mexican?
Oh, it's a Mexican restaurant.
Mayan family Mexican restaurant?
Yes.
All right, so what can I do? Like, what are you doing to prepare for the Mayan apocalypse? What time is it? Is it at midnight or sunrise or what time?
What do you mean the question? Like,
well, you know how the big calendar is supposed to end at some point, mm-hmm. right? And then at that point, like, something bad is supposed to happen, or maybe good is supposed to happen?
The calendar?
Yeah, the big Mayan calendar.
Mm-hmm. I think we don't have any problem with that.
Oh, do you have a calendar there?
Yeah, we have it.
Oh, can you see what it says for tomorrow on the calendar?
You want to see where you have in the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, we would like to see.
Well, what does the calendar say for tomorrow? Like, what are the plans?
I don't know, my friend.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Me?
Uh-huh.
My day off.
Oh, see, so you're planning already. You got the day off and everything?
Yes.
How do you get on the mothership?
Mothership?
Yeah. Like, what kind of... I like some tickets for the mothership to take me to safety.
No, mothership.
You don't have any idea and no information about to get on the mothership?
No.
El barco de la madre?
El barco de la madre?
Who?
El barco de la madre?
El barco de la madre?
Yes.
Barco de la madre. No.
Come on, man. You can tell me. Come on, I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick if you let me get on.
El barco de la madre. Eddie Garcia was not too happy with it.
Also, his dick.
El barco, your mother.
El barco de madre.
El barco de madre. Call him back. Please call him back.
Right. El barco de la madre.
He's cool, man. I like him.
Let me talk to him.
He's got the day off. He knows what's going on. He doesn't want... It's a secret.
He looked on the calendar. He confirmed it for us, folks.
He's got his tickets for the mothership.
Everybody's taking a day off.
My Mexican restaurant, this is Silvia. How may I help you?
Hola, senorita. Can I speak to the other guy, please?
What other guy?
I was talking to a gentleman a moment ago. I called earlier. I'd like to speak to him again, please.
Okay, hold on for a moment.
Yeah, okay. The barco de la madre. How do you embarco de la madre?
Yeah,
he was like embarco de la madre.
How did you know about that? No, senor, I cannot speak about that.
You know, when he picked up, he was like, hey, man, this is a Mexican restaurant, man.
This is what they're gonna play in the mothership.
Yeah, and the lifts and everything.
Yeah.
I wonder if there is a big ship like they had in that film, 2012, or three of them. Did you see that movie?
No, I never saw it. It looked kind of crappy.
That's a fucking good movie. It's really good with, what's his name, John Cusack. What the hell was that about?
You got cut off, somebody.
Oh, try him again.
Yeah, please. We got to speak to that guy.
We got to get on this Barco de la Madre.
We have to.
He was cool.
Ken, I'm talking about elevator. Ken is chatting in the chat.
El Eddie Garcia.
Hey, I'm Mexican restaurant. I'm going to help you.
Yeah, hi. This is Mr. Stewart. How are you, senor? Hola. Hello?
He knows about the mothership.
He doesn't fancy
a bum at all.
It's a secret. They're not allowed to talk about it. They'll lose their their seat on the mothership. That's the thing.
Thing with the madre. What do you mean?
The madre.
All right. We got another Mayan Mexican
restaurant.
That's a
wicked show title, man. If we don't get a better show title, Embarco de la Madre.
Tonight, a madhouse will be auctioning off 2 tickets for the Barco de la Madre.
Oh, shit.
How about, what is that, a 2-week cruise?
it's forever.
All expenses paid.
Never coming back, man.
14 nights, 15 days.
Yeah, you go to Mayan, fucking the Mayan planet.
Close the mail.
This is a different place.
All right, you started, but do this in Barco de la Madre.
My Mexican restaurant, this is Ali. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering about the tickets.
The what?
I wanted to see about getting some tickets.
Ticket for what, sir?
For Barco de la Madre.
Can I put you on hold for just a second?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Same music.
Oh, shit. Yeah, see, they're all in on this together. It's the secret Illuminati.
Now call again on the other line, okay? Call again because they're playing games.
We're not playing games. We're not.
It's a different restaurant.
Yeah, they got this. Hello?
Hello, this is Carlos. I'm going to help you.
Carlos, how are you?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I was looking for tickets. Do you have the tickets? Can I get some?
This is the Mayan Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, they said the Mayan had the tickets for the Barco de la Madre.
No, I really don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I know it's a secret, but I know that the big mothership is coming tomorrow to pick up the Mayans to escape from the Mayan calendar.
Wow, that was quick.
It's going down. They don't want to tell anybody. It's a Mexican revenge. They're like, oh, we're leaving all these crackers, all these white people.
What's wrong?
Let's just share a few seats. Come on, man. But they got room for some VIPs over there.
Fine Mexican Restaurant, Sally. How may I help you?
Yeah, you don't have any room on the mothership for a few of us white people to get on?
No, we don't. I'm sorry.
Well, can you at least tell me what time is coming around? Is it at midnight or sunrise, or when does it happen?
I'm not quite sure. I guess you'll have to come and see what you can do, because I honestly don't know.
Do you have your ticket? Are you Mexican?
I'm not.
Oh, so you don't have tickets either?
No.
So what are the Mexicans around there saying? Like, they all know about this, right?
No, they don't.
I know there's a big mothership is coming, and it's supposed to pick up all the friends of the Mayans to escape the world before midnight or noon or whenever it is that is supposed to happen, the end of the world.
Rather abruptly disconnected there. I think the Mayans are monitoring.
Let me talk.
AT&T Mayan Service.
Monsters.
Thank you for calling my Mexican restaurant. This is how can I help you?
Hello, can I speak to Carlos?
Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos.
Just give me 1 second, please.
Uh-huh.
You want me or him?
No, I want him.
Oh, okay.
I think he's the big boss man.
Hello, this is Carlos.
Hello, Carlos.
Hello.
Hello, it's Stuart. How are you?
What do you want?
I want to ask you about Embarco de la Madre. You know how to embark? Hello?
As soon as you say it, they hang right.
What do you want?
The first rule of Barco de la Madre is you don't speak about Barco de la Madre. All right? Here's a different place, a different Mayan-Mexican restaurant. They're in Washington State.
How do I say I want to mount his mother? How do I mount your mother?
Quiero montar tu madre.
Quiero montar tu madre.
Tu madre. Tu madre. Yep.
You tell me that.
All right, I will. Now, here's a new one.
Or the mother, just la madre.
La madre. Oh, yeah. Quiero montarla.
Buenas noches, Miami Restaurant. This is how can I help you?
Yes, hi. Do you have any more tickets for the Barco de la Madre?
Who?
Barco de la Madre. Do you have any more tickets?
Barco de la Madre.
Barco de la Madre.
No, I don't understand, amigo. What are you saying?
There's a big mothership that's going to pick up everyone before the end of the world tomorrow, and it's supposed to pick up the Mayans and the friends of the Mayans.
Okay, you say who's wanting to pick it up from the Mayans?
Yeah, from the Mayans. Uh-huh. I want to get a ticket.
The ticket?
Uh-huh, for the mothership, Barco de la Madre.
he thought about that for a long time. Hey, I think the Mayans hacked us. The people in the chat room are saying that the stream down.
Stream went down. It should have come back up.
Buenas noches, José. My Mexican rest.
Yes, hi. Barco de la Madre. Can I get some tickets, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I get tickets to the mothership? Well?
Yes.
Oh, how much are they? Or what do I have to do to become friends with you so we can get on the mothership tonight?
What? What are you talking about?
There's the Mayan calendar. The long She asks and then she hangs right up. Oh, I hung up on everybody. Oh, fuck. That was my fault. Oops. I hit the wrong button. She hung up on everybody the second I said that. That was my fault. I hung up on everybody in accident.
Oh, no.
Barco de la Madre. All right, let me call Milkman.
Barco de la Madre.
Let me call Milkman. Here he is. Milkman, the mothership's landing, man.
I don't know what happened, man.
That
now
was
I'm
me.
I'm getting that freaking problem.
I hung up on everybody.
If I can back out of it.
I hung up on everybody. That's what happened. All right.
Okay. All I hear is a pinging now. How the hell do I stop that?
You're an Android, that's why. Let me call you back on the phone. Not Android, okay? Hang on there, Jim.
I wonder how you say in Bengali or in Indian to mount your mother. Let me just try and find out.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or the mother, mount the mother.
Mount.
Because we don't want to say mothership. Oh, Google have put up a fucking very cool thing. What do they call them again? A doodle. They've put up a Mayan calendar doodle.
Please enjoy the
did they really?
Music while your body is being reached.
That's horrible. How would they do that?
It's the end of the Mayan calendar, that's why.
Oh.
Hey, we got you back. This is a little more reliable than that Android Skype.
That was weird, yeah. Because all I was hearing
was... Yeah, it'll keep going and going. That's Skype for Androids.
It was
shit.
Driving me crazy. I thought my phone was going whack for a second there. It wouldn't quit. I even shut the application down.
Yeah, Skype...
Are you using your Android phone? I've got my new Samsung Galaxy S3. I should...
You're
actually one of the people that helped us to identify the vote out there. Apple now is taking second seat to Android. Welcome to the new age. This is part of the whole Andromeda Milky Way collision is going on tonight.
That's why they call it the Galaxy phone, Galaxy S3.
Galaxy S3, right? So, hey, man, this is
This is the version coming, version 3.
It's all part of it. We got big
I have the LTE version, so I get 4G.
Oh, shit.
Man, you get the 1200 or the 1800?
Yeah, what do you got, Jen? You got,
I don't know. How do I find out?
You got the blue label?
How do I find out? I'm on the phone now.
Oh, well, you hit the off button.
You're a dick. Wait, come on.
You got to root your phone. You got to go.
G'day. This is Prince Charles.
Hi, Tristan.
Hello, Prince Charlie. How you doing there, mate?
You sound like shit.
Yeah, he does. Who is it? No, it's Ken. No, it's not. It's somebody else.
Tristan sounds like shit. Tristan, going to drop you. You got to fix your shit.
Hey, Carlito.
Fix your shit.
Hey, Ken. Fucking Ted.
I just posted a number in Skype chat. Dirty Aaron is currently at this location.
What? Where?
Yeah, I put it in Skype chat.
All right, let me see. Oh, hell yeah. What's he? Does he know we're going
to
call him?
In the chat.
Does he know? I know his real name. Call him.
You should. I'm talking to him on Skype chat. He's on a mobile device. He's there right now.
Okay. All right. So wait a minute. Did he tell you to call? Like he said, this is where I'm at. Call now, or did you do social engineering and figure out where he was? That's my question.
No, he just told me that he's at the store right now. I said what location. He fucking told me everything. I looked it up.
He's crazy. All right, let's call. See if we can hear this. Cool. What is this place? Do you know what is it?
It's a grocery store, I believe.
Oh no. All right. All right, we'll do a page for Cross. We'll see if he hears it.
Good evening, Tiger Winkle. This is Paula. How can I help you?
Hi, Big Paula. Could you page someone for me? Very important that I speak to them. They need to get their ticket for the ship. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Could you have someone page for me, see if they're there still?
Yes.
Yes, his name is Cross Valente.
What is it?
Cross is the first name. His last name is...
Cross?
Yeah, Cross. Valente Cross.
Valente?
Yeah.
Just a moment.
Thank you. Well, that'll make him laugh if he's walking around. I just want to see if he hears something. Yeah, I heard him call for Crawl. We'll do another call while we wait for more talk about the mothership. Tristan, if you want to be on, there was a weird hiss on your end of the line.
And an echo.
Is there an echo now?
Well, there was a second echo, but it's gone now.
It's a second
echo.
I think we're running out of bandwidth, guys. This is what happens when we start running out of bandwidth, start talking funky. We must have a lot of people on. How many people are on our call now?
Four.
Yeah, now we're getting an echo.
Yeah,
so model number is GTI9305. So what does that say to you?
I don't know. Milkman has a plan. Milkman, what's your plan with this thing? Making Jin look
my
up.
What?
You got to look up your version. You go to about.
Oh, you want to know what my version is? Oh, okay, hold on.
No. Yeah.
He's got a set. Have you got an S3 as well?
No, he does not. I do.
He has an S3. Oh. He has a US S3.
Do you have an LTE with 4G?
I
got LTE though. I got the LTE though. He's got the S3.
I've got the 4.
I've got LTE.
I've got 4G, but it's HSPA. The echo's coming from the...
Are you on a 4G network?
LTE,
do they have a 4G network over there?
It's like sit down.
That bitch hung up.
I hung up because it was echoing from her end.
I don't know. I think I got like 5 up. It was almost equivalent. It was just about symmetric. It was like sit down and 5 up whenever it was running when I had it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got 4G, but it's
LTE. Carlito, remember I was driving around with the Skype on in my car and you watched me do driving down the interstate?
Yeah, it looked pretty cool.
I was on LTE then.
Yeah.
That's why it was coming in good.
Yeah, but you went over the bridge and it locked dropped out. What's up, Ken?
I got updated news. It's 12:04 and I'm still alive here on the East Coast.
Maybe it's West Coast. I don't know. Where
it's 5:03 and I'm still alive here on the bloody other side of the sea.
I think it's supposed to be sunrise, though, so I don't know what time is sunrise officially. That's
what it is the apocalypse. Doesn't give a shit about people in the UK. They can sit and rot.
Yeah. Fuck it. It's the Americans go first, all right?
Hey, I posted a number for the Maya Tequila Bar in Australia. It's 4 p.m. Hey,
Baz.
Jen.
Hey, how are you, man?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm all right, man.
Awesome.
Good to hear your voice again. Fucking haven't heard you in ages.
Yeah.
All right, so Maya Tequila Bar in South Yarra, Australia. I have no idea where I've never heard of South Yarra.
It's 4 p.m. there, so you could ask them how the apocalypse is going so far for them.
Did it start already over there? We get the heads up. All right, let's do
tell
that.
Tell them we're worried over here.
Right, let's do that. We want to get the street beat on the... Oh, it's not formatted, though. Let me see it. It's
I just copied and pasted what was on their website.
Yeah, I gotta fit somehow. Give me a second. Zyklon, you're here, but I think you're on Android. Are you on Android, Zyklon?
Yes.
Yeah, you're getting that ring. I can hear it.
Let me call you back.
Yeah, Zyklon gets that too, Milkman. The problem you get with Android sucks, Skype.
Man. Yeah, that's the only thing it was about.
It was because Microsoft wants, if you're going to use Skype, they pay more attention to the Windows Phone version of it, apparently, is what they're going to start doing. Because Microsoft owns Skype and they want people to use Windows Phone 8. That's their shit now. That's their shit. I knew that shit was going to happen. I knew Microsoft was going to stop paying attention to Skype and make it their own thing and start marrying. But they're doing some Facebook shit with Skype too now, apparently. They're doing this whole thing with Skype and Facebook together and all this shit. I don't know, Microsoft, man.
Yeah, Facebook is just getting really annoying, man. Now they're trying to take over all your pictures and everything, dude. I'm thinking, like, I only got a few pictures up. I'm going to pull down the ones I got. I don't like it yet. I don't want them using my picture somewhere.
I don't. Well, Jen, you're
paranoid, man. I don't care who sees what.
Well, Jen, you've seen my personal Facebook.
You're different.
Yeah, I've seen your personal Facebook.
I don't like any of my certain pictures out there. So, like, you know, pictures of my milkman, I got to change it. It's going to be like a box of milk here pretty soon.
Box of milk. Jen, Jen, tell everybody, what's my profile picture for my real life Facebook?
You want me to tell them that? Because I don't know. Then maybe they can find you.
It's a black picture.
It's just a black box. So I thought maybe you were depressed and you didn't want anybody to see your face.
It's Sambo. It's a close-up of Sambo with the lights off, smiling.
It's Sambo real close to his forehead.
Carlito, call that grocery store back. Dirty Aaron said nothing came over the PA. Dirty bitch.
All right. Yeah, I got it. And I'm also going to try to figure out how to format this Australian number here for Big Baz.
Did you see mine?
Here, I can work on that if you want.
Yeah, if you can, help me out.
There you go. He's done them before.
Yeah.
What did I see your picture, Jen? What are you? It's you. Your picture is on you.
With the lamp.
The lamp. What's that about anyway? It looks goofy. Yeah.
It's a philosopher. You know Diogenes.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He was looking for an honest man, so I tried to do like a certain thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Well, there you go. Very nice. Very fancy of you. Why is this call failing? Come on, damn it.
Wait, how do I get this stupid Skype on my Android?
Go to the Google Play Store.
There's a Marketplace Store.
Yeah, I'm in the Play. Yeah, Skype. Yeah.
Skype, and
download it. And you hit install, and then accept it and download.
Oh, I got it. I'm doing that. Yeah.
It's good.
Then continue shopping.
It's good like, if you're out and stuff, but if you need it, but not for like for show purposes, it's shit.
Oh, okay. So it's not going to be better than what I'm doing now.
No, I wouldn't say.
There's no point in me trying.
This is Paula. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Would you page Cross Valente? I asked you before. What happened?
Nobody came.
Well, can you
I paged them twice.
All right. Well, can you page twice, really, and they didn't come?
Yes, I did. No response.
No response at all?
No.
All right. Well, oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, well, what about Eddie? Is Eddie there?
I don't know an Eddie.
Can you page Eddie Garcia?
Don't know any of these people.
Well, can you page Eddie Garcia?
Are you looking for an employee or?
Oh, customer.
Okay, and what's Eddie's last name?
Garcia.
Okay,
come on. Anyway, we'll wait on that. She's got an echo that comes back, though. I don't like...
Yeah, I'm hearing echoes, man. What do you got over there? I thought you had a good setup.
My setup's all fucked up. Did you see my server? Did you see the video feed here?
No, you didn't see
it before. My server, it's sitting here on my desk. There's a motherboard here that I'm working on.
Okay, yeah. It's a mothership.
The Barco de la Madre is right here. That's what I'm...
We just got confirmation.
Eddie Garcia was paid. All right, cool. There you go. Eddie Garcia. All right, well, we wait.
Ed Baco
de la Madre. All right, well, we wait on that. We're going to call.
I'm going to tell him to go to the front desk and get the phone.
Please. Page Aaron. We'll page Aaron next. I won't drop his real name on the air.
Sorry, may I help you?
Yeah, may I speak with Eduardo, please?
Eduardo, he's gone for today, sir.
Are there any other Mexicans that work there right now?
No, the owner, I mean, the manager, he's gone for today.
Are you Mexican, what? Or what are you?
Yes.
Do you have tickets for the mothership?
No.
Oh, why did you not get tickets?
Pardon me?
Why did you not get any tickets for Barco de la Madre?
Not today, sir.
Well, no, you're supposed to have them.
Well, I'm not the owner, sir.
Yeah, I know, but you're a Mexican, and you have tickets for the mothership that's come in to take all the Mayans away?
No.
Well, you know about the calendar?
No.
Come on, tell me the truth. You know what's going on? I know it's...
I'm busy right now, sir. Are you going to place your order, or...?
Yeah, I'll suck your dick if you just tell me when the ship's
coming.
You
know what? You know what? Shut the fuck up, man.
Come on, I'll suck your dick, man.
Fuck you, stop.
I do it really good.
What did he say? Fuck you, what?
Fuck you, sir. Fuck your dick.
I suck your dick, man.
You know what? Shut up, man.
Hello?
Sir?
Yeah, did you get Eddie?
Nobody.
Does anyone have tickets to the mothership there?
Does anybody what?
Have tickets for the mothership?
I cannot hear you, sir.
Do you have tickets for the fucking mothership?
This is a grocery store, sir.
Yeah, I know. You see, because there's Mexicans there, and they have all the information about the mothership that's coming to pick up the Mayans tonight.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Dirty said he would have went and got the line, but he was fucking standing in line right now, so he couldn't go there and grab it.
Yeah, and his white ones.
Carlita, the reason she's not hearing you is because you turned on the echo thing. Turn off echo cancellation, then she can hear you again. I don't think it's got anything to do with the echo on your end. It's basically...
Well, there was a ring going on, too. I think that was why, because of the ringing.
Yeah, but that was blocking you out.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. That's a great story. Thanks. Yeah.
All right. I've now changed my pictures off of Facebook now.
Thank God. Official. All right. Well, they're still
on there. Wait. Let me see.
The milkman anymore.
Yeah. Are you a Mexican, sir?
Sorry?
Are you a Mexican? Hello?
People get very offended.
Yeah, that's not a bad question. I'd be proud if I was Mexican. Well, I guess I would.
What happened to racial pride?
You know they're going
to... They're not allowed to talk about it.
They're going to fucking change the date of the end of the world. You keep fucking getting in there on them. They're like, oh, fuck, he knows the date. We're going to have to change it.
Yeah, like no one else is talking about it. Right. Bridge sent in a number for a wiener schnitzel. It has a drive-through order. What? 1235? What is this? Okay, wait a minute. There's Wiener Schnitzel. Had a drive-through.
Wiener Schnitzel.
The German thing. What? Right, so
those are rocking, dude.
They're really nice. It's basically a pork escalope covered in golden breadcrumbs. Very good.
Bridge sent in a number. Bridge sends in a number, and he says Wiener Schnitzel had a drive-through order at 10:12 Eastern for 12:35 and 10:31. I don't even know what he's talking. Bridge, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
There's one right down there by Yonex. There's one. It's only about like 3 blocks from Yonex, man, right there.
Yonex. Yonex!
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
You're actually familiar with Yonex, aren't you, Jim?
A picture of Yonex. It's about 3 blocks from there. They got one.
What is
that's
this?
That's something the gun is did, too.
What, this is a restaurant chain you're talking about? I don't know. I never heard of this.
Yeah, Wiener Schnitzel Hot Dogs, man. They are the best, dude.
Okay.
They're like, you can get them now for $5 per dollar. You get a chili dog. You get a nice off-steam bun. You get a full beef frank that's covered with a very nice chili. It's not too tomato-y, and it's not too spicy. It's just right. And you can get onions on it.
Hungry.
Man, five for five.
Hot dog, man. Wow. Hot dogs are cheap, though.
If you can eat 5 of them and not get filled up, dude, you're in trouble, man.
I could eat 5 hot dogs. This is like a challenge. Yeah, Bridge said that you guys had a drive-thru order at 10:12 for $12.95,
$12.35. No,
that's
late.
Do you have an order, though?
I mean, our drive-thru might close at 11 o'clock or 10:45, depending on the...
Yeah, but it says at 10:12, there was the order 12:35, a drive-thru order, and 10:31 for 8:20. And
What was that?
And another, you had an order at 10:40.
I know. What's wrong?
9:30. I don't know. Some guy said that there was a problem.
What problem is it?
Well, there was a problem because it came out wrong.
Came out wrong?
Yeah. Do you use filtered water or what do you use?
If I don't know the code, I don't know the order.
I have the code.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know either. Like Bridge said, hey, this guy's Wiener Schnitzel has a drive-thru order at 12:35 at 10:12 p.m.
Today?
Yeah.
Today morning?
Yep.
Today morning, I think...
No, today night, stupid.
Today night?
Yeah. Don't be stupid. Come on, man. What do you mean morning? Why would I call now in the morning?
I know, but I don't know what's wrong with that. You're going to tell me what's wrong with that.
Hey, he doesn't like it. He said it was not good.
Is it not good?
Yeah.
You mean the taste?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea that you can...
Can you write that down? Write this down. Are you ready? Can I write down a message?
Give me a second. All right. Wait, so where are the recording from?
I'm calling from El Balco de la Madre.
Where is it?
Oh, it's Balco de la Madre. It's about 20 feet up right now. 20 feet.
Wait, give me a second. Let me...
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, can I help you?
Yeah, we had a problem. There's we had a drive-thru order at 10:12 p.m.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It was 12:35.
Uh-huh.
And there was another one at 10:31 for $8.20.
Okay. What did you order?
It was like wieners, you know, like hot dogs.
I'm sorry?
Hot dogs.
No. What kind of hot dogs?
Milkman. What do they got there? They got, what do they put on them?
Can you get the pastrami? We'd like to get the chili dog with the pastrami, extra onion.
The pastrami dog, chili dog, and extra onion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time did you guys come here? I'm sorry, you didn't say 6 or
10:12, and then at 10:31, and then
in the morning, you mean?
Yeah. And then we came in at 10:31, and then also at 10:40.
Oh, okay. Because I work only at night, so
Well, you drive a piece
of shit. I did not know anything about it. I'm sorry. And what I can do here is I'll leave the day shift manager for tomorrow. I'll leave it to him, and I'll give you his number and.
Yeah, well, tomorrow I have to...
I'll let him know.
Tomorrow I'm getting on the mothership.
Okay. Right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean,
is
tomorrow...
Is anything I can help you with?
Hey, Cross.
Yeah.
Hey, remember the mothership? They said that there's no restroom facilities on there. We better ask them how long it takes to take a dump after we eat one.
Yeah, how long after we eat these things to take a shit in the toilet?
What?
How long after we eat these do we have to take a shit in the toilet? Because when we get in the mothership, they don't have any toilets on them. The mothership doesn't have any bathroom toilets. So then we were thinking if we have a bowel movement before, then it would be okay, because now we're going to have to hold it for a very long time.
Man, okay, you know what my dog tastes like? It tastes like some Mexican took my hot dog and placed it between his ass cheeks. Fucking disgusting.
This is very bad.
I mean, we don't want that to be the last thing that we tasted on this earth.
Yeah, it's like, you know, bad hot dogs. There's nothing worse than eating a bad hot dog. Hello?
I want the Mexican to report to me right now. This is hog shit.
Hog, right? I hung up on him. He's just sitting. He's all. I'm confused, too. I don't know what Bridge just said. That's some weird shit. I'm like, all right, I'm calling it. All right, Bridge, man, you got it. That's your prank. Let's call him back. Let's fuck with him some more. He's as confused as I am.
Can I have a go?
Yep.
Ask him how many hot dogs he can deep throw.
Here, I'll paste exactly what this guy sent over, Jen.
No, I'm just going to do my twist on this.
All right, we'll just...
he's not going to pick up.
I think they're closed up. You know, check out that Wiener Schnitz. They don't have those around here, so I don't know. You guys on the West Coast are talking.
Dude, they're the bomb, man. They are the bomb.
Well, they're the bomb.
Seriously. Right. Mm-hmm. Their sauce is good, man. That's their trick. Besides all, you know, they've got themed bun and everything. The sauce is a trick for them, for sure.
When I went on a skiing trip to Austria, they were serving it in a very nice, the place I was staying, a very nice restaurant. And what they did is they put like a slice of lemon on it, and it was,
what?
Yeah, yeah. Wiener Schnitzel with a little bit of lemon, a little slice of lemon, and you just drain the lemon into it, and it's just absolutely delicious.
That sounds weird.
But you said it's not a sausage, right, Jen? It's
No. It's an escalope. It's a pork escalope, and then they basically just cover it with golden breadcrumbs, and it's brilliant.
It's great. I mean, I was at a restaurant in Munich, and I was thinking I was getting a sausage, and I was kind of surprised when it showed up, but it was awesome.
Is it in a bun like a hot dog, and it's just different?
No. It's a steak. It's like a steak.
Oh shit! That sounds good.
Pork cutlet.
Ooh man, get some of that wiener. Schnitzel. There you go.
There's another good one. It's only in the Bay Area.
When you fucking learn to pronounce it, Carlito.
Wiener Schnitzel. I don't know.
Vina.
I don't know. What do you think I am? Why am I going to talk like that? Who do you think I am?
Spanish.
That's
he's
exactly.
He's Mexican, damn it. Now he's
hard to get started on.
Got a lot of people in chat.
El Barco de la Madre. Don't that mean anything to you?
I saw that coming.
Yeah. Yes, for that one. All right, let's... So, Bridge also said to call Little Caesars at this number, tell them they have to bring 10 large extra pepperonis to a new store in Webster for setup crew. Corporate will cover costs. Be sure to request extra pepperoni. You can't give a phone number because the power tools are creating too much interference. Okay. Sounds like an inside job here that we're being put up to. All right, Bridge, man, you're the boss. Whatever you want, Bridge. We're the prank monkeys here. Whatever you say. It's busy. Busy, Bridge. Bridge is busy. Let's see what Lonesome has here. Pegasus.
Hey, I also reformatted that number for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you just golden bread come? Can't brief. I just saw.
Well, let me find it again.
Yeah. I see your typing. See your little pencil.
Also, the got people in the chat saying the stream seemed to be down.
What? Completely?
Are we living in the past? I'm not seeing that. Are you just scroll down, man?
I got stream playing. Stream playing. But I'm directly on the stream.
20 minutes ago or something.
No. I just went and clicked on the shoutcast, and it's not playing the same show. No. Playing something else.
No.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, this is playing an old episode. You're right. Now I'm actually...
Soup maranifua. All right. Well, let me fix that. Shit, no one's listening to a show at all. Just YouTube. Let me fix it. Hang on. You know what I think happened is that it bounced for a second. It bounced for a second.
That's
I see what happens. I see what happened. It bounced for a second, and I think...
RBCP. RBCP rotation's on. He fell our fucking server.
No,
here.
He didn't. Oh. Hey, listen, because...
He masterminded.
Are you listening, Milkman, before you get...
I'm just fucking joking.
Before you start a problem here, big mess?
No, man. He's a punk, man. He just stole our stream. It's all right.
You're an asshole, RBCP. No, Brad's been streaming for me because my server's down.
Got their cactus thorn still on our side.
Okay, never mind. Why try to explain
nah,
it to
I love all you guys?
Why
man,
try to explain it to mental idiots like Milkman, right? Yeah.
It's not fair.
Alright, we're back on Madhouse now.
Alright.
We are back.
Alright, GTP's work is done, man. He's done.
I don't know what you're saying because Milkman is talking. What did you say, Vaz?
I don't know.
Or Ken?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry, Ken said something. What did you say, Ken?
I'm just saying I'm not a crazy bastard. I'm keeping up on the chat. Come on now.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, we got Greek restaurants here. All right. They don't know anything about the Mayans. Maybe they do. I mean, they... I don't know. Who came first? The Greeks or the Mayans? Ancient Greeks or ancient Mayans?
That's okay, you could have that debate with them.
Ooh, yeah. They'll get
upset. That's a good question.
Because the Greeks think they invented everything.
Greeks have been around a long time, friend.
I guess so. My father lied. I call my father.
Mayans were only barely, what, 1,000 plus years.
For this holiday party, I was going to make a baklava, right? And I couldn't find phyllo dough to make it. And I called my father-in-law, my wife's dad, Athena's dad. And I'm like, well, he's Greek and he runs a restaurant. He knows. I was like, hey, where can I get some phyllo dough last minute? And he was like, what do you want that for? Like, I want to make a baklava for this holiday party. He's like, you're going to make baklava? I'm like, yeah. He goes, you don't know how to make baklava. It's like, I said, I have a recipe, sir. And he's like, yeah, whatever. If you want to make baklava, come over and I'll make it for you. I'll teach you how to make it. I was like, can you just tell me where to get baklava? I got so mad at him. I was like, you can be such an asshole sometimes.
We should call him. Bloody hell. You love that idea.
RBCP is causing havoc. Sick gin on him. Chat room.
My wife got home and was like, why are you mad? Yeah, listen, you think, did you invent baklava, the Greeks?
Say that again, please.
Did you Greeks invent the baklava?
We make baklava, yes.
Do you think you invented it? See?
That attitude? Wow.
See that attitude they got?
Tell them that you think that the Turks invented it.
The Turks. Oh, man. All right. We'll call
the Jews.
Then you can call the Turkish kitchen and tell them the Greeks invented it.
But he didn't believe me. Then I made it, and then I brought him a piece the next day. And he's like, oh, this is actually pretty good. He called me and said, the computer's not working. Come fix the computer. I went over to his house to fix the computer, and I gave him a piece of the baklava. I said, this is pretty good, but it's not Greek baklava. I'm like, yeah, I didn't say I was making Greek baklava. I didn't tell him it was Lebanese baklava.
Ungrateful bastard.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't the same. It didn't have honey in it. I used the Lebanese version of it. I shouldn't have made the. I found a Turkish baklava recipe. I should have made that. That were really frosted as nuggets. All right, let me try the fat Greek again. Maybe I misdialed it here. I gave a fast busy. Let's try
Did we get Faizan on the line, or did Jin already blow that?
Someone else was there.
No, I can't. Why would I blow it, man?
Oh, you'd blow Faizan.
Oh, I blow everything.
You try to dip his balls in Faizan's mouth.
Go balls deep. I would.
I think I'm back.
She looks angry, and I would love every minute
in the back
of it.
Week.
Yeah, listen, your baklava that you have there, does it have honey, or do you use simple syrup?
Honey.
Honey, why?
I'm sorry?
Why?
What's that?
Why? Why do you not use simple syrup? Huh?
Don't I use simple syrup?
Yeah, I had the Turkish baklava. It was a lot better. They don't use honey. They use simple syrup, and they use pistachios.
Yeah, well, that's the Turkish way to do it.
It's superior. Yeah, the Turkish one was superior.
Well, if you like the Turkish, you like it. I mean, everybody has their own taste.
Oh, I don't like Greek people. I like Turkish food better than Greek food.
Oh, that's it. I'm glad.
Yeah, the Turkish food and the Turkish pastries are way better.
Well, I'm glad you like them.
Can you make a Turkish version for me?
No.
So your baklava always comes with honey?
Yes, sir.
Do you have sugar there, like sugar that you can cook with?
Yeah.
Here's what you do. You take 3 cups of sugar and you mix it with water and lemon and orange flower water extract, and you boil that. And instead of honey, that's what you put on the baklava.
Okay.
All right. Would you be willing to try that?
No, we have our way that we make it.
Yeah, but my way's better. My way's better.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, but it's a fact. It's a proven fact. It's in this book that I'm reading here.
Oh, that's good.
It says that the Turks invented baklava, it says.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. I don't have anything else for you. You guys got anything for this guy?
What happened to the customer's always right, you cocksucker?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just reading
usually customers don't talk rude on the phone.
Hey, listen, buddy. Listen, buddy. Nice, we're not customers. We're geniuses. Listen to us.
You're what?
We're geniuses.
Apple Store.
You're geniuses. Oh, then why are you calling us your geniuses?
Because we want to fucking
two from us.
We want to tell you what to do. You understand? And then you have to do it. Like, if we say put your hands on your head, then you put your hands on your head. If we say go out and fucking jump on El Baco de la Madre, then you go out and you do that.
Yeah. And if we tell you to open your mouth and I put my paws in your
head. Lost it, man. He's lost it.
Let's try him again. I don't think he'll pick up.
I like how when you asked him if he could make the Turkish version, he just goes, no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hello?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, you got that in there. That's cool. All right. What else? We got Ulysses Voyage. A Greek person answered there. Big surprise. Greek food. Ulysses. Awesome. Greeks invented democracy also. They invented bisexuality.
Yeah, they have the ancient Greek philosophers. They founded our
Sappho.
Social...
lesbians. They invented lesbians. God bless them for that.
Let me try this.
Thank you for calling Ulysses Voyage. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi there. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. Listen to me. My name is Mr. Stewart, and what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to shut everybody down in preparation for the apocalypse.
I'm sorry?
I say I'm trying to shut every business down in preparation for the apocalypse.
Okay, good luck.
No, what do you mean good luck? I need you to close down immediately.
Oh,
hello?
Oh, man.
Fuck bastard. There's too much going on in the background there. He's not going to be interested in that. You have to get a place that's quiet, then they understand.
Yeah, you know what I'm in the mood for? Peanut butter. Just saying.
Good evening, Ulysses. How may I help you?
It's Mr. Stewart again. What happened to closing your business?
Closing our business?
Yeah, immediately shutting down in preparation for the apocalypse.
You need us to shut down our business in preparation for the apocalypse?
Yes, immediately, because the world is coming to an end today.
Malacca.
Today?
Yeah, right now.
What difference does it make if I shut the business down?
Yeah, I want you to close now. What do you mean?
Why?
Because this fucking, the world is going to end. We're all going to die, man.
Am I going to save the world if I shut the business down?
No, but you have to go home and you have to talk with your mother and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, what time?
Right now, man. I'm telling you. Close the fucking shop. Get everybody out. Go the fuck home.
Yes, sir.
Now, man.
Yes, sir.
The fucking world's going to end. You're sitting there saying, yes, sir. Fucking pack up the phone and get the fuck out.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go now, then.
Run, motherfucker, run!
Yes, sir.
The fucking world is ending!
Yes, sir.
Run!
Okay. He's like, okay, sir.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Yes, sir. Okay, the world is ending. I'm very happy. Okay. I sit here and wait.
I got baklava to make. Sorry, see ya. didn't we order that saffron Indian food from Saffron Indian beginning of the show? We never canceled that. Hang on. Let me get that. Totally forgot to cancel that. Can you send that number? And then, yeah, here we go. Saffron India. What did you order? Basmati rice, Jen? What was it? Oh, I don't remember.
She's not going to make that.
You don't think? Let's see if she did. I'm curious. I'm curious.
Oh, right. Okay. What did I do? Accent? Did I do? Oh, yeah. I did the American guy. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. It might be close.
Yeah. We're going to find out.
Saffron Beverly Hills, how can I help you?
Oh, hi there. Blah, 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 blah. This is Mr. Stewart. I called earlier today, and I was inquiring about the job there that you got there, and I made an order. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, how can I
Hello.
Help you?
Yeah, yes. What happened to my order? Blah, 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 blah.
It's here waiting for you.
No, it's not. You're a liar.
Pardon me?
I said you're a liar and a cheat and a thief and a bitch.
Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, I want you to make the order and put your face inside it.
Excuse me?
I want you to take the order, the pilau rice, and I want you to put it in your nose, in your ears, in your eyes,
sir,
and your ass.
Me.
Hello?
Oh.
She didn't like the bitch part. That's where it started going down. Yeah.
God, I was fucking dying from that last call when you yelling at that fucking guy.
Yeah, people in the chat were saying that was pretty good.
Wait, he was so calm, though, sandwich? Man.
Hey, Zyklon, you're back. Did you fix your shit? Your shit's working?
Yes, I had to completely restart my phone.
Fuck that, man. Fucking Android
I
Skype.
Know.
Skype
but anyway, we were especially in the kitchen.
Where's Tristan at? Tristan?
I mean, Jen, I've literally had fucking tears coming out of my eyes.
Well, you know, we should try it again with an individual, like a private person, and call them up. Because over here, it's now 5:30. If you've got UK numbers, we call them now, and I'll start, you know, screaming and shit and telling the world's going to end.
It's ending now. We're starting.
Faison.
It's been recommended in the chat that he calls with the white devil voice and start just as soon as they pick up, tell him the world's fucking ended in the fucking white devil voice.
There you go. There you go. Hey, real quick, I want to ask you, Zyklon. So all the talk about banning guns, that's some bullshit, man. You heard any word on the street yet about that? People
okay, let me tell you what's going to what has been said. Mm. There's talk about renewing the federal assault weapons ban.
Okay, that Clinton did basically, and Bush let elapse, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's really all that's been said. Honestly, I don't think it's going to pass.
Yeah, you know, it's horseshit, because, like, but here's the thing, like, CNN came out, like, 2 days ago, and they're like, 53% of Americans, you know, approve banning guns altogether or restricting assault weapons, at least. It's, you know, it's fucking horseshit. I don't see why, because what happened to those kids, what happens is the criminals go to the safe zones where they know no one's going to be armed to protect themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's why they go to these
Carlito, places. Are you sure you aren't a member of the NRA by chance?
I'm not. I don't own a gun. I've never shot a gun in my life.
You know what I was going to tell you, Carlito? Here in Michigan, they were getting ready to pass a law to where people could carry guns going into like churches and schools and shit like that.
Yep.
And the governor ended up shooting it down.
Shooting it down.
What I was going to say about assault rifles and different things like that, you never hear about the minuscule amount of people that have all these guns and they sit in their homes, nothing ever happens with them, but then you get these one or two nut jobs a fucking year, they fucking go ape shit and everybody goes crazy over it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, they should, you know what they should? They should arm, let some teachers or have security at these schools or certain people be allowed to have arms. You know, be armed individuals.
Well, I like what this one district in Texas did.
What?
They let the teachers have guns provided that they had a carry permit and that they took crisis management training. I'm like, exactly, that's what you should do.
Yeah, psyche valves and crisis management training and stuff like that. And make sure they're vetted very well. Of course, man, come on, ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I hate to think that there's something up like where it was, you don't want to say it was intentional. Isn't it weird that the night before that happened, I was here talking about how I think that there was an injection that they give people to go around shooting. Didn't I say that the night before? The Batman killer and all that shit is all like they brain wash people to do that kind of shit, to kill John Lennon.
I think it's just somebody that just goes crazy and does crazy shit. Anyway, I will say this, though, is that find a gun range that rents guns. Go out, try some out, see what you think.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I took that. I mean, I didn't want to really bring it up, but I took the whole the thing. I mean, I took it pretty hard what happened last Friday, because I went to a doctor's appointment, and when I was going into the doctor's appointment, I always turn my phone off at the doctor's office, but I got a tweet, and it's all I saw, the tweet came up really quick as I was turning the phone down, and it said, you know, shooting, school, whatever. I was, you know, the shooter's dead, one other person. I was like, okay, yes, you know, probably some university, some idiot came with a gun, you know, they shot the guy in the story. And I turned the phone off. And when I got back to the car, I turned on my radio, and I have satellite radio, it's CNN radio. And I said, hey, let me see what happened with that. And I turned it on, and they're like, you know, 20 kids, you know, 30 people dead, at least 20 kids. So I'm like, I lost it. I was, you gotta be kidding me. Like, it's just sad, just kids, you know, fucking, you know, 6-year-olds and shit. It's fucking sad.
The point is, the reason this guy did this is because they were children. Like, he got to a stage where he wanted everybody to understand what he was going through in his mind, and he thought killing children was going to reveal that to them.
Yeah, but why not just kill? He killed his mom. That's all he had to do. Why didn't he just kill his mom?
No, because it's not enough. From a psychological perspective, he was cooking up, you know, and the days before he already attempted to get the weapon, so he already had a plan. He really wanted to carry something out that was so extreme that the whole world would know about it, and he succeeded in doing that.
Yeah, he did.
Right. Well, also, if you think on that situation, like, then you also have to look at
already clipped up.
Yeah.
Well, also look at the Beslan hostage crisis.
To, you know, load that many. I think a while load up a clip.
Yeah. With the hot, well, is that the Russian one? I thought about when yes. I heard. Yeah, that was one of the things I thought about, was like when those Chechens went into the theater and they held those kids hostage. The in that theater and killed a bunch of children. Got killed, and they were stuck there for a few days, I think. Right.
Yeah, the Russians blew the rescue. Really.
Yeah, because didn't they go into a gay bar next door, and then they came in and they just went all crazy and part of the problem was they gassed the fucking theater, and part of the problem was a lot of kids died and they didn't have to die because of the way they handled that. They learned their lesson.
Well, the Russians never were good at counterterrorism.
They never really had that problem until the Chechen wars and all that shit starts. Why?
Well, also, the Russians, remember all the hijackings, take me to Cuba? The Russians sponsored terrorism. Marxist-sponsored terrorism.
Everyone sponsored. You know, the United States, every major country has sponsored terrorism. England has, and during the World War II and the Cold War. Hey, we're all guilty. We all have blood on our hands. You know, we all do. Did you see the video of the father?
Empire, man, runs the world. Empire runs the world. You know, it's just another stage of empire.
Did you see the video of the father who was on CNN and Wolf Blitzer saying, we're going to cut over to the scene. We have one of the fathers of one of the children that died. He's going to talk about his story. And as they're cutting over, he's laughing. And he comes up to the mic and he says, you just want me to read for the card, right? Ha, 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 ha. And he didn't know he was on mic yet.
Don't drink purple Kool-Aid.
And then he started a sob story. And yeah, I know. know his kid died, but he was laughing and joking around right before he started reading off of a prepared speech and a card and on a card in front of him. Fucking sick. I don't know what's going on with this world, you know, and I don't know. You got to think there's something else going on higher up that causes these things kind of to happen.
I think Nunu's behind it all. He's gotten grouchier and meaner, and this year he's going to change and be a nice good Nunu in the new Galactic Century of 2013. Yeah. So I think it's been
Did you guys hear about how the KKK counter-protested the Westboro Baptist Church picketing the funerals of the kids?
Well, I heard there were cops and teachers and stuff that came out. Yeah, I heard that cops and teachers were counter-protesting. I didn't know the Klan also joined in. That's good that they did.
Yeah, apparently the KKK counter-protested as well.
Well, yesterday Anonymous leaked out all of the Westboro Baptist Church, all their phone numbers and addresses and information. Nice. Also,
well, speaking of Westboro Baptist Church, let's call them.
Yeah, fucking hell. Oh, my God. Let's go. Let me talk to them.
All their numbers. Actually, I can get that. I got the whole list somewhere here. Someone put it on their Facebook. I can get it. We could. I've talked to the Phelps' wife long when we first started this show. Back in 2005, I talked to her, and she just yelled at me and hung up the phone really fast.
Well, here's the thing, though, is that the Fred Phelps, apart from him being crazy, is a pretty damn smart guy. I mean, he's a really good lawyer. He's a good orator. He's just crazy.
He is crazy, man. Come on. He's sick is what he is. Yeah, you know, have you heard the interviews of his son that escaped and turned against him? And he talks about him now, all the abuse that he underwent, all the indoctrination from when he was a baby about gays and stuff like that.
I think he's gone too far. I can understand somebody being opposed to homosexuality on religious grounds.
Yeah, but you get into a point where
I personally do not approve of it.
Yeah, but when you get to the point where you're protesting funerals for Marines who died at war that have nothing to do mm-hmm. with the gay agenda, you know, going out and saying, God hates fags and this soldier died because of fags, that had nothing to do with the whole thing. Mm. I don't know. You know what movie I want to see? I've never gotten a chance to see it, but Kevin Smith made that movie Red State that he modeled it after Phelps. I heard it's actually pretty good. It didn't have a lot of legs when it came out, but it got a lot of critics that said it was really good. Red State. I never saw that movie, but I heard really good things about Red State.
When did it come out?
2009, maybe. Red State came out. Kevin Smith, Red State. Something like that.
Yeah, I say it. I love Kevin Smith movies.
He announced this week he's got a miniseries that ABC's picking up that him and Jerry Bruckheimer are making about Wayne Gretzky, I think it is. Something like that. He's working on a miniseries. It's going to be like a 2-week special on ABC, 1-hour episodes each. Yeah, and about Edmonton, the hockey culture in Edmonton, and Wayne Gretzky and shit like that. Looks pretty cool. I'm not a hockey fan, but I might watch it. It sounds the way he was describing it. It seemed pretty cool. Something to look at.
Is Jason Mewes going to be on it at all?
Yeah, he's got Mewes is going to be in it too. Yeah, of course he's going to put me. He always puts some Mewes.
I was about to say you got to have Mewes.
Yeah, Mewes is in everything. Yeah, I don't think Mewes is in Red State. I mean, I think Mewes might have been in Red State too. Might have had a part. Red State, as a matter of fact. Not sure. Kokanee might know about. Hey, let's see. Kokanee, you're here. Kokanee. You know,
guy in the heart attack. UK flooding has commenced. UK flooding has commenced. You know, just had a heart attack.
Okay.
Yeah, Kokanee's here. I'm going to have to kill the stream because I got both happening.
Oh, yeah.
Carlito, there's a link I just posted in Skype chat from 6 to midnight about the Laughing Dead that you were talking about.
The Laughing Dead? Is that the...
Oh, yeah.
Laughing Dead.
Oh, the dad. Yeah, I was going to play the...
Let's call him, too. I think he deserves a call.
No, man. You know, his kid did get shot. You know, I don't...
Oh, Jesus. Look at him in a suit and everything. That's a proper psychopath there.
Yeah, but yeah, look how he comes out. He's, like, laughing at first. Like, you want his reef in the card? You know, Blitzer. Is like Wolf Blitz is like, and now we're cutting. Are we ready yet? Let's see. Here we go. You know, did you post a link or you just put,
finding?
Did you post a quote or just a link? Ken, oh, there it is.
Link the video. Skype.
Let me play that. I want to hear that now. I only saw it once yesterday. I want you guys to hear this. Yeah, Robbie Parker. They're saying he's an actor now, too. Is that what they're saying, or they're just saying they caught him like an actor? It's loading. Come on, YouTube. You can do it.
Fucking slow section over there. What's going on?
Looks like the family is there and they're getting ready to make to come to the microphone, so we'll listen in. Okay.
That's fucking YouTube. They changed YouTube, but it looks really nice, but it, for me, it's been screwing up a lot.
Oh, Jin.
The new version of YouTube that they've released. Man, that's just okay. Let's see here. We got a lot of English.
I like the new YouTube.
It looks nice, but it's been really jumpy for me. I don't know if it's just psychosomatic, but I like
the. It's new like look. The fourth time they've changed it in less than a fucking month.
Yeah, and that, now they're trying to push everyone. So like, when you make a comment, it's your real name. They already did that in the Google Market, the Google Play Store. You have to use you have to have a registered Google Plus name, and it has to use your first and last name.
I'm good with that. I don't care. You know what? This whole thing is really helping my search results. It's based on my search history. It's based on my interest, and whatever I look for now, I'm getting almost instant results for everything. It's brilliant.
Very nice. Very good.
Hey, I'm really into it.
You guys want to call England?
You know
let's call the Westboro Baptist Church.
Well, I got those numbers. I got to find.
Okay.
Call England. I want to wake somebody up and fucking tell them the world's ending.
All right. Here's England.
Yeah, it's
you. Screaming!
It is English.
I just wanted to tell a bad joke.
All right. Well, don't tell it yet. Wait for the fucking. The world's ending.
All right, this is John Bruins, the first person. Here we go.
Put the address in. Put the address into the Skype.
Can I tell a bad joke?
Wait.
Numbers are in there.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Is that Mrs. Bruins?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Jin from next door.
Yes. Oh, hi.
Yeah.
You look.
Yeah. No. I don't know what's happening, but have you looked into the sky?
No.
God, go have a look, quickly have a look in your window. Have a look outside into the sky.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Quickly.
She thought you were locked out? What?
No, what I was thinking is...
She thought you were locked
she
out.
I should have carried
that one
about,
yeah.
You should have ran with that. You should have told her, yeah, I'm locked out.
Oh, shit, sorry.
I'll call her back,
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell a joke and then you go.
Hello?
Hello, John!
Yes?
Yeah, it's Jin! Listen! The world is ending now! Have you looked outside? Yeah, okay. They don't want it, man. No, they just don't want it.
It might be the yelling.
Maybe. I want to get into the yelling, though, because as soon as it starts, they might get very excited and they'll be like, oh, what the hell?
Alright, here's John Constable.
You realize what bloody time it is?
Everyone says that.
Start out nice and slow and easy, and then go into yelling. Build up.
Yeah, that's it.
Hold on. Let me tell them a joke.
All right, here's the next
joke
one
of the day.
Next one on the list is what did I say? Clark. John Clark.
Okay, I got the point.
You don't have this one. I've got this.
Okay, you can have it. I'll take the next one.
Your terrible jokes are gonna fucking.
Hello.
Yeah, Mrs. Clark. Hello, Mrs. Clark.
That's me.
Talk, John.
Hello.
Yeah, Mrs. Clark. What the fuck? Hello. Oh, you bitch.
I'll try again because the guy's in the background and he might pick us up.
Yeah. I think if you harass them a little
to
bit, though.
Protect the honor.
Hello, let me talk to John. Johnny! Johnny! Johnny, boy!
Johnny.
All right, fuck off.
Oh, Johnny. All right, Constable's next. John, please. Man, I want to try that Wiener Schnitzel now.
The Wiener Schnitzel.
Whatever. The Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, those are best, man.
No, it's not Wiener Schnitzel. It's fail.
Hey, do you have the number for this guy who's yelling in his name? I posted in the chat.
Welcome to voicemail.
No.
The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the
tone.
After the tone.
G&D like Wiener Schnitzel.
Wait, what? No, he's not having it.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called.
Do you like Wiener Schnitzel, Jin?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I actually spent 4 years in Vienna when I was a kid, so I do know some passable German.
Echt? Kannst du Deutsch?
Ein bisschen.
Ey, auch nicht schlecht. Überhaupt kein Akzent. Sag mal was anderes.
Talking to
people. Mein Deutsch
Who's
ist
this?
Auch so schlecht.
Good get, John.
John Drummond.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Yes.
Hello. Who's that?
Yeah, this is Jin. How are you?
Who?
Jin, I'm at number 7.
Sorry?
I'm at number 7?
Yes.
Yeah, listen, man, what do you make of this whole world-ending thing? I'm a little bit worried because, some things are happening. I'm a little bit, did you feel the earthquake a minute ago?
No.
You didn't feel it? Were you sleeping?
No,
or what?
I did not. No, sorry?
How can you not have felt that? It was pretty strong. I'm just a little bit concerned. Can you maybe talk to me for a minute? Tell me what's happening in your place there?
No, I do know what time it is. It's 5 to 6.
Yes, but John, listen.
The morning.
I understand that, but listen. The world is coming to an end today. I think, and something is happening. I'm worried. I'm concerned.
I doubt it.
John, hello. What? Hello, John.
Cardi, don't fix your shit, man. What's going on here?
No, he's just breathing.
All I'm hearing is like an echo.
That's him. That's on his end.
Oh, fucking bastard. All right, I'm done.
Do it again. We done.
No, I'm done. If it doesn't work, it's going to carry on.
You don't work.
Yeah, yeah, you talk to him. Tell him your joke.
Come on. Ring.
Okay.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
No, who cares? What happened here? I'm looking for those numbers for Westboro. My friend who posted it on Facebook took it down. So I don't understand why.
And none of us probably has it up. Just probably Google like Westboro Baptist Church phone numbers.
Yeah, well, I found an article that got posted a little bit ago on Huffington Post. It says Anonymous is continuing their blitz continues. They took down Westboro's Twitter accounts and sites a few hours ago. I guess they're spending a whole week attacking Westboro Baptist Church. Good, they should. No matter what, nothing ever gets Westboro Baptist Church to stop shit. Just keep coming back like roaches. Roaches.
Oh shit.
They are roaches.
They are.
Yeah. I was going to say we should call them and say we're anonymous.
Oh, yeah, that's going to go over great. No, it's not a group I want to mess with. Either of those groups. I'm sure Westboro's being watched somehow. They got, I don't know. They should be classified as a hate group, though. I don't know why they have been yet. Maybe because they use the Baptist moniker. That'd be the only reason why I think. There's a fear of, oh, well, they're a Christian group. You can't go off to any other, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Who are we calling?
The next one on our list of British subjects, John Faircloth. Faircloth.
Yeah, that's British.
Faircloth.
Joke of the day.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Tired. Two more rings. One more ring.
That's who?
You know what I
mean. And no.
Yeah,
I want to tell this joke to a friggin' British person.
I was gonna say the fucking church. Those guys are just bad as the KKK. They should be a fucking hate group.
Dude, the KKK is going after them. Imagine.
Yeah, that's bad when the KKK is picking them. That's pretty bad.
John Gimney.
Yep. Hello.
Hi. This is Zyklon from Zappos. Here's your joke of the day. What do Pink Floyd and Princess Diana have in common? Their last hit was The Wall.
Bum, bum, bum.
Well, there was a waste of a number. Thank you, Zyklon. Lonesome says it looks like all of those numbers except for one have been disconnected for the Westboro Baptist Churchers, but one of them still works. And a guy answered, so here you go. Have fun. Who wants it? Jen.
Yeah, all right, okay.
You're German.
Hey,
okay, well, I don't even know his name. Okay. Fuck it.
We don't know. He's just a guy. So we know.
What's his name?
Just Westboro Baptist Church guy, yeah. I'm going to try to push it again. Oh, shit. I checked Simpsons game. Got to harvest my tobacco. Hung right up.
Yeah, they're expecting it, mate.
They are expecting it. I think so.
Hey, Carlito.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cut out now. Hey, Jen, I just want to say it was great talking with you again. It's been quite a while.
It was great to talk to you, too. Yeah, man. It's
yeah,
nice to
I think
you,
but... last time I talked to you was when I called into your old show, Sunday Lunch, years ago.
Yeah, a long, long time ago, man. But I'm going to do some more shows in the near future, so hopefully you'll get the chance to listen. And
definitely. All right, guys. Take care.
See you, man.
Take care, man.
Yeah, Kokanee dipped out also. See you, Baz. Kokanee dipped out also. I don't know.
Kokanee dipped out due to bandwidth space. He was trying to help out.
Oh, thanks,
that's why, because it was cut.
Kokanee took a hit for us. So I gotta, like I said, I gotta get to my Simpsons game here real quick, because I got an alert that my tobacco has to be harvested.
Your what game?
Simpsons iPad game. You can't. It's not for Android. It's only for iOS. Sorry, man.
Hey, Carlito, you gonna plug Dirty Aaron's show on? I believe it's Saturday here.
Yeah, I've been trying to work with him behind the scenes. He's having a little bit of trouble with Winamp. Me and him have been having trouble. Yeah, he's having.
Who uses Winamp?
I do.
That would explain his.
Seriously, you're streaming with Winamp?
I use the Winamp plugin. The SAM encoder. Yeah, the SAM encoder.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What do you use, Jim? Oh. Do you use Linux for your show, or what do you do when you go?
I'm not telling you.
Well, I know you got your stupid phone set up, but how do you push out the shellcast? Don't be an asshole.
What do you there's use? An open source piece of software. I'll give you the information after. Sure.
Yeah, is it Windows or what is it?
Yeah, it's Windows.
Oh, help me out, man. Come on, man.
I'll send you some information after the show. I don't want
to
broadcast it.
Yeah, I'd like to get out of this Winamp thing, because it's starting to fuck me up too, man. I'm saying. I don't want to go. Hang on. I don't want to start the show again yet, because I have to. Let me harvest my shit here quick.
Speaking of Dirty Aaron, who do you think's going to win the league title between him and Evil Artie?
Oh man, it's gonna be Aaron all the way, dude. And I suck, yeah. Dude. I can't believe I'm gonna be. Hopefully I'm not gonna be last place in the league. That can't happen, man. Right?
This week I'm fighting for fucking 7th and 8th place. I lost last week by 2 fucking points because Sanchez is a piece of shit.
Yeah, and he's
on. Yeah, my team decided to tank in the playoffs.
Yeah, that usually happens. My playoff run usually don't go anywhere in fantasy football. Sanchez is a guy out, man. He's out of a job, so.
Well, it was complete bullshit because he threw 2 interceptions and he fumbled, so I lost by 2 points. Mm-hmm. So those fucking turnovers cost me my fucking win.
Yeah, I can't believe that they're not going with what's-his-face, Tim Tebow.
Tebow's supposedly out. They need to get rid of Tebow. They never had any use for him.
They're going to trade him after this fucking year is what the word is.
Well, he asked for a trade. He came out today and said he wants to be traded.
Actually, they came out and said, fucking Sanchez. They're going to be talking about trading his ass out of there, too.
Well, they're unhappy with Sanchez, and they don't want to start Tebow. I say, fuck it, man. If they paid that much for Tebow on the offseason, just fucking play him for... What's this? Just one game left. They're not in the playoffs, right? 2 games left in the regular season? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Last week when they lost, that was... They're done for playoffs.
All right,
Well, I'm thinking with I'm probably going to beat you, Ken, because I got Tony Romo playing number one QB against the Saints defense.
No, you know who's going to fucking destroy me is Calvin Johnson, you piece of shit.
So an update here, my Simpsons game, my Krusty Burgers finished building. So I got a Krusty Burger here. The Quickie Mart's running pretty nice. Harvested my tomato. See what Homer has to say. There you go. I love this game.
Speaking of Quickie Marts, can we call a 7-Eleven with an Indian?
With an Indian that works, with an Indian that works there, I'm sure it's not hard to find one. But
no, because Indians that work there are easy to get them to do stupid shit.
Yeah, like shut the business down because of the apocalypse.
Yeah, well, they'll do anything. We've PLA, phone losers have gotten them to do what? Pull all the magazines down and
that was big.
Dump the Slurpee.
Well, that's a wicked idea. Gatorade and
Twinkies.
Gatorade and Twinkies all together into a mop bucket with Slurpee. The Slurpees and shit like that.
It was a pretty good one. You got them to that Cumberland Farms to fucking pull the power on the entire store.
That's fun. We had about 3 of those in a row. RBCP's here. Hey man, what's up?
Oh my god, hi.
Oh my god, hi. Are you playing the Sims? Have you played a Simpsons game at all? You don't like it?
No, I've been playing it like pretty much during your entire show while I listen to you.
It's weird. If you're like the Simpsons, you get addicted to it. It's got all the little jokes in there, you know. And,
yeah. I usually don't like this type of game, but it's fun. I'm playing it, and I added you as a friend.
Cool. Yeah, I've never played a game like this. I always said I will never play those fucking social Farmville games, and here I am playing this shit. Damn it. I'll probably get
speaking
tired
of games. Did you hear that Star Wars The Old Republic has gone free to play?
Has it really? Really? That was fast. Yep. How long? When did that come out? In July, I think?
I don't know, but Old Republic went free to play, and Funcom's The Secret World nuked their subscription cost.
Okay. Secret World. I don't know about Secret World.
That was Funcom, sort of Secret Society ding that was pants.
Okay. Does anybody here know about Ingress? Can anyone get me a fucking Ingress fucking invite? Did you hear about it?
I've never heard of it.
It's still beta, yeah, but I want to play this shit, man. It looks fucking dope.
You sound like David Lightman.
Yeah, I know
in
a guy that
game.
Supposedly. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Brad.
Oh, nothing. I was just telling him he sounded like David Lightman in War Games. I want to play these games.
Yeah, I want to play these.
How about a nice game of chess?
Something like that.
Yep. Yeah, Carlito's going to start the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's all Ingress is going to bring. We're going to bring it down. Madhouse, Ingress, and the Simpsons.
Let's play global thermonuclear war.
Nice game of chess.
Nice game of chess.
Yeah, that's Old Republic, man. That's a game that came out and it had like everyone was excited about it. And I think within like a week and a half, everyone jumped ship off that. Just, no one gave a shit about that game. No one.
Because BioWare is good at making single player, but not multiplayer.
Yeah. Well, you can't fly. You can't like the space flying. The space is all on rails, right? Like you don't control your ship. You just shoot. No one wants to play a Star Wars game where you can't fly around wherever you want to. Who wants that? No one. I don't want it.
Brad and chat.
I didn't see it yet. We got Michael Dodd here in England. I think this might be the last call of the night.
Well, if you can do it, do the white devil voice and fucking tell them the world's ending.
I hate this gay ass game. Thanks for being nice though, Brad. That's nice of you though, to me.
I'm kidding. I really have been playing it. Yeah. Hey, Carlito, I've got 2 Sears numbers and they picked up. Like 2 ladies from Sears. I got them during your show.
Really? Yeah.
Let's call them.
I just got
not the old ones. I got some new ones for
new
you.
New ones? Okay. Yeah. Well, did you send them to me already or did you want to send them?
I'll paste them in Skype here for you.
Yeah, cool. All right.
But they picked
what
up.
What are they, like, layaway numbers?
No, they're Sears Portrait. You know, people that have paid hundreds of dollars to have their family pictures done.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. That English number is working. It's British. The British number that Lonesome sent in is busy. We'll try again in a second.
Oh, shit. Okay, I just busy pasted him in IRC. Busy at 10:06
in the morning.
All right, here
look,
we go.
Look, I'm intoxicated. I'm really sorry. I just posted him in IRC, but I just posted him on Skype. So right. So you have to call him quick before someone in IRC gets him.
All right, Kazuki. Let's call Kazuki. What kind of name is Kazuki? Holy shit.
I don't know. Let me talk to him.
Kazuki. Come on, Kazuki.
Zykon can't have him. Fuck him.
Zykon's going to say a dirty joke.
I'm not going to say a dirty joke. I have a good idea.
He can only fuck up one call every 30 minutes.
Hello? Hi, is this Miss Kazuki?
Kazuki, yes.
Yes, this is Larry from Portrait Center. I was just calling to let you know that we need a copyright release from you in order to get your pictures, and the normal copyright release is $200. So if you want your pictures, you have to come into Sears and pay $200 to get them.
Okay, can you talk to my mom?
Sure.
Sorry, my dad.
Okay.
Hurry the fuck up.
Hello?
Yes, this is Larry from... How are you doing tonight?
Yes. Hi, can I help you?
Okay, in order to release your pictures, we actually need to get a copyright release from you, they cost $200, so you have to come and just pay $200 to get your pictures.
Oh, hold on one second. Can you call her back like about 5 minutes? Because she's going to come on. I'm not sure she's taking care of it yet.
Okay.
I can't call back. If I have to hang up the phone, then I'm going to have to destroy the pictures.
Okay, here's something, $200, you gotta pay. Oh, hold on one second.
Hi.
Yes, hi, this is Larry. In order to release your pictures, I need a $200 copyright release fee. That's how much we have to charge. If you don't pay it within 12 hours, we have to destroy the pictures.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
In order to release the pictures, I have to have a copyright release. Copyright release costs $200.
I'm sorry, what copy are you talking about?
A copyright release. In order to release the pictures, I have to have one. They cost $200. And if I don't have one within 12 hours, I have to destroy the pictures.
You have to destroy my picture?
If I don't get one within 12 hours, yes. So you have to come into Sears.
What are you talking about?
The pictures you got from Sears Portrait Center?
Yes, yes, yes. Why do I have to pay $200 for that? I paid
today
already.
Because of copyright. Right, but there's two fees. There's the copyright fee that we have to pay the photographer in order to legally release the pictures. And because of that, then we pass that on to you.
Okay, my hands are really sticky. I was doing the middle of something. Can I talk to you in 5 minutes? Can you call me in 5 minutes? I can answer the phone.
I can't call back because if I hang up, I have to destroy the pictures.
Oh, you mean the picture I took today at the Sears?
Yes.
Well, can you hold on 1 second? Can I go wash my hands? I come back. One minute? Okay, thank you.
Taking a shit.
She's washing her hands.
What the hell was she doing?
Ask her what was on her hands.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry about the audio, but can you explain to me again? I didn't really understand. And who is this I'm talking to?
This is Larry. I'm the portrait manager at Sears.
Okay.
Yes. We have to pay the photographer $200 to release the pictures, to release the copyright to them, the rights to the pictures. And so you have to pay us that $200 that then we have to pay him.
But why do I have to pay $200 today? Are you talking about the picture we took today at the Sears?
Right. Because if you don't pay, we legally cannot give them to you.
I paid at Sears today, whatever the price they charge me.
Right, and you paid for the developing of the pictures. You didn't pay to get the rights to them.
Okay. We never paid $200 for that before.
Well, I'm not the guy that's in charge of making the fees. I'm just the guy that
has to deal with
them.
Can I get your phone number, Larry? Larry, can I get your phone number, please?
Yes, my phone number is 505-796-4020.
Okay, can I call the Sears where I went today and ask them about the detail and I can call you back?
Sure. Just call me
is
back
that
at
okay
that
with
number.
You?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so Larry, what's your last name?
My last name is Zynga.
Zynga?
Z-Y-N-G-A.
Z-Y-N-G-A?
Yes.
And you are Sears
portfolio
manager?
Yes.
At which branch?
I work at several branches, so I'm sort of like the
state?
Area photo manager.
Okay, which state?
Some of them are actually in different states.
Okay, so do you know where I took the picture today?
I do not. I just get the numbers and whether or not I have to call people.
I never had this kind of phone call. We've been going for years and years to see it. I never had this kind of phone call.
Okay, well, you know what? And look, lady, I'm just going to go ahead and destroy them now.
Okay, I'm going to contact the police because this is strange. That's okay, right? Because your mom is there.
I'm shredding the pictures right now as we speak. Look, I'm putting them into the shredder.
And how come I'm getting this kind of phone call? This is scam?
No, no scam.
This is not scam?
No,
okay,
no scam.
Can you tell me where you are, please?
I'm sitting in my office.
In where? Which state?
I'm not allowed to say where my office is. Otherwise, we'll get creepy prank callers.
Okay. So your name is Larry Danzer, and your phone number is 1-505-796-4020.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that should work, right? I'm going to call right now.
Okay.
Yes. Excuse me. Hello. This is the supervisor. I'm taking over the call. This is Cross. You're just speaking with Larry. Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah, this is Cross. I'm the supervisor. There's some kind of problem here. I understand that you took pictures and you have a copyright issue. We can't release pictures to you if you have a copyright. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
What's that?
I'm going to contact the CEO whoever I had picture taken today and ask them about detail.
Yeah, we're calling from the main center here in Hawaii.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. And
why? Can you tell me why? I don't understand. What kind of copyright? But I had picture taken today, I didn't receive any pictures yet.
Okay. Well, the clothes that you were wearing, where were they from? Were they from Target or Walmart, or where did you buy them from that were being worn?
Well, you should know that. I don't need to give you all the detail, but you should know that, right?
Yeah, well, there's a copy.
You should know that. Well, if you know my phone number.
Well, the clothing that you were wearing in the pictures, the clothing.
Okay.
If you buy them from certain stores, or if they have like characters, like Disney characters or anything like that. We can't print them because there's a copyright on the fashion, on the design of the clothing. For example, if you buy something from Walmart and you wear it in the picture, you can't just get your pictures and print them like that because they have a copyright. You can only wear clothes from Sears when you get your pictures taken.
Okay.
So why
okay,
were
I got it.
So why are you wearing clothes that you didn't buy in Sears or Kmart?
What clothes are you talking about?
Well, you had clothes on in the pictures, right? You weren't naked, were you?
I'm sorry?
You weren't naked in the pictures. You had clothing on, right?
No, of course not.
Okay, so the clothing that you had on, it's not from Sears.
What clothes are you talking about? Because I didn't take a picture.
Who took
I brought someone to take a picture, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they did. The clothing that those people had that I took the picture, they didn't buy those clothings in Sears. They bought them somewhere else.
You know what? I'm going to call Sears and then talk to them because they should know about this, right?
Well, everyone knows about this. Anybody with common sense who's not stupid knows that if you get your pictures taken, you only wear clothing. Only stupid people will come with clothing from other places.
All right. I contact them and I will call you back.
Okay. Are you stupid? Maybe I can put down here that you're stupid and maybe then we can make an arrangement if you're a stupid person.
Oh, yeah.
Let me put that in
you
here.
You should because I think you're stupid too. You're calling me stupid.
No, but if you're stupid, just tell me. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'll put it in the computer and we can let this slide. Where'd Zyklon go? He dropped out. Did he get mad?
Yeah, he dropped out.
Clown dropped out. He was doing all right. He didn't ruin that one. He did pretty good.
He drew it out really long, and then he ruined it.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Just kidding, Zyklon. You're amazing.
He got busted. That was good, but he got busted.
Just kidding. He sucks.
Yeah, don't give him anything, man. He sucks. All right. You sent in a bunch of numbers, actually. You sent in about six of them. All right. You said
But only the first two actually answered, because I called every one of them to make sure. Because I felt bad, because those ones before were just crap. You know, nobody answered.
Your fault. One of them answered. That guy got kind of upset a little bit. All right. Let me try the other one. Aline.
You brought up some emotional shit with that.
Broken marriage. What? You know how it is, Brad. I'll be there one day.
Yeah.
I'll be there pretty soon.
Yep.
No kids, though.
Yeah, good thing I don't have kids.
Thank God.
Your call has been forwarded to an
automatic voicemail.
80.
I hate me some voicemail. I'm going to shut the show off. I'm tired, guys. Well, thanks, Brad, for calling in with those last two numbers there. That worked out.
Yeah,
one prank out of there. Thanks, man. Take it easy, bro.
Glad to help.
Yeah, bye. Bye, Brad. All right, is Milkman here? Milkman. Yay, Milkman's still here. Did he fall asleep?
Yeah, he's stoned out of his brain. Come on, I'm here.
He's stoned out of his brain. Bye, Ken. See you later, man.
Keep me for a second, Carlito.
Yep, I will. Bye, Ken.
What are we doing about the show next week?
Next week's show. What are we doing? I don't know.
Let's do your Christmas Eve, my Christmas Day.
Okay.
Sort of maybe an hour earlier than you normally start. So.
Yeah, that should work out. Unless I've got a family. I don't think I have any family stuff.
Oh, yeah, shit. Christmas Eve, yeah. No, you got family. Everybody's got family.
No, but I think we're doing a Christmas Day thing. I think Christmas Eve is free. I'm pretty sure.
The Madhouse family. family thing?
No, not Madhouse. Carlos family. But I think Christmas Eve is free. I think I'm good. I'm good.
Well, should
that.
We do 10 p.m. then, just to be on the safe side? Because I think people will probably be spending time with their family in the evening, in the early evening. Let's
okay.
Say. If we do 10 p.m. Eastern time, normal time you, but I'll stream.
Yeah, normal Madhouse time on Monday night here. Yeah, and then you'll stream. Okay, sounds good. Sounds like a plan, man. All right, cool. And then, and I'll be on Skype and you patch me in. And if I'm out for some reason, then I'll get on my phone and you'll Skype me in or something.
We'll fuck Skype, but I'm going to talk to you on Facebook. We'll sort something out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll use Gort. All right, man. All right, see you, Jen. Take care, bro.
See you, buddy. Great Thanks show. Thanks. Thanks, Milkman. Thanks, everybody else.
I hope we make it, man.
Happy apocalypse.
Yeah, I hope the world doesn't end. See you, man. Bye.
Bye.
See you. All right, Milkman. That's it, man. We had a good show, I think.
Yeah, it was good, man. Turned out very nice. Thank you. Good participation.
Yeah. Well, you want to take us out of here? We're going to say Merry Christmas to all the bitches.
Get out of here, man. Well, I thank everybody stopping in tonight. All our friends right there in the madhouse.
Right there.
At any point, take them out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right there, yeah, in the madhouse.
Yeah. Oh, no. I heard an echo. I didn't know what
that was. That was Ken. Ken saying dirty thing. Ken, dirty thing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. Anyway, go ahead, Milkman. Take us out of here.
All right. We done? All right. Cool. All right. Well, actually, everybody stopping in. All our friends right there in the mountain, man. 8.6 the mouth, man. We had a good challenge tonight. Had a lot of fun. Jim Stewart, thanks a lot for coming in. Especially want to thank our numbers, Hitting Man. That's right. The Lonesome Loser. Man, thanks so much, brother, man. We couldn't do it without you. I'd like to thank all our friends for stopping by, friends over at Cactus Radio, all our friends over at Syndicate Radio, and all our friends out there in the planetary galactic. Collision is about to commence. I'd like to welcome all of you into the new age of the Milky Ways, and Drona joins our galaxy.
Welcome, galaxy. Yes. Welcome
That's
to the
right.
Milky Way.
That's part of our galaxy. Welcome all our friends and all our new listeners in Andromeda that are going to be joining us here after that, after tonight, actually.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we got a big opportunity here.
Absolutely, a new galactic connection. So don't miss it. That's right. Same bat cave, same bat channel, same bat time right here. Every week with the Air Monito, our channel, we promote the madhouse, the leader of the militia. What would we do without you? Thank goodness for you in your melodious tones, man. You've saved many more lives than I, Air Monito, over you, big brother.
Yeah. I hear you, man. Melodious tones. You know, real quick, before you go any further, Milkman, someone mentioned on the iTunes store under the Madhouse podcast that they like the show, but they think it's gay. Oh, yeah. They think it's gay every time Milkman says Carlito, that you love Carlito's melodious tones.
Aww, yeah, I love you too.
So, I don't know who it was, but they said that. I thought it was pretty funny. I thought I'd share that with you.
Oh, so somebody on our iTunes podcast made a comment that I love the Air Monito.
Yeah, they said they love Madhouse, but they think that it's gay when Milkman says he loves Carlito's melodious tones. Yeah.
I love his melodious tones. Hi.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm guilty.
You dirty little girl, you.
I'm dirty, bad boy. Uh-huh. Air Monito, thanks a lot, man. Once again, man. So, are we doing something Monday? Are you guys going on, or what is this?
Yeah.
What is this situation?
Yeah, Jen's going to stream. We'll do a show. I'll join in. And me and Jen will do some pranks Monday night, Christmas Eve. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Well, let me know if you want me, then call me, man, because I don't know what's going on. Let me know.
All right. Sounds like a plan. I'm down for it, man. And you'll be on, too. I don't think you're going to be working that night. So, yeah, we're on.
No, man. Let's have fun. What the heck?
Fuck yeah. That's how we do. Oh, fuck yeah.
What the fuck, Ken? Scared the shit out of me. I just hear Ken talking porno shit.
Well, he's been out there breathing deeply because tonight he went out and got his ass sunburned for going out and shooting the moon there and streaking tonight.
Oh, my God. God, this literally scared the shit out of me. What? Oh, man. Anyway. All right, yeah, so did you thank everybody, Milkman? Are we clear? Are we off?
I think I thanked everybody, but if I didn't, once again, all our beloved, we thank you so much. We also wish you a very happy holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, or whatever holiday you may participate in. The best of love to you and your family from the Madhouse.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, yes, in case Milkman missed, thanks to everyone who sent the numbers, including Big Ken, RBCP sent the numbers, Lonesome Loser, all the other requested prankers, Big Dialer or whatever his name was, he sent in that weird number for the Wiener Schnitzel, Vayner Schnitzel, whatever. And yeah, thanks for hanging in there, guys, with the technical issues with the video and all that. I appreciate your patience. Hopefully by next week I'll get this computer machine fixed and we'll be back up to snuff. Hopefully, God willing, we'll be back. All right, Milkman, I got your address here. I'm gonna give you a call after the show, just right now. Don't go anywhere, all right? Stand by your phone, all right?
10-4.
All right, man, 10-4. Everybody have a Merry Christmas. Well, I guess we'll talk before then, God willing. But in case for some reason I don't make it, Merry Christmas. In case the apocalypse hits, Merry Christmas.
That's right. Welcome to the new clock.
Do you like Milkman? Close your eyes. Think about your favorite rap song, California, Hubba Bubba. Yeah. Hubba Bubba Bubba. This is Hubba Bubba the remix, Milkman.
The White Horse. Yeah.
See you later.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
What the fuck do you want, motherfucker?